WAAG Galesburg.
Are you ready for some football?
The following is a WGIL Sports presentation of Abingdon Avon Tornadoes football in the state playoffs. Abingdon Avon High School Tornadoes football on FM 95 is brought to you in part by City Select Motors, where we're closer than you think. Tompkins State Bank in Avon, Abingdon, Knoxville, and Galesburg. By Diamond Ag. Put Diamond Ag's passion for agriculture to work for you. By Garden Gate Florist and Gifts in Abingdon. By Abingdon Banking Center, the bank of friendly service. By Hinchliff Pearson West, here for you and your family in your time of need. By Accounting Systems Incorporated in downtown Galesburg. By the A-Town Athletic Booster Club. By Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. Live coverage of A-Town football on FM 95 is also brought to you in part by Ace Roofing and Construction. Every homeowner needs an ace in their hand. By author Joe Paradise. Pick up his new book, Looking for Cornbread, at Wordsmith Bookshop in downtown Galesburg. By Boone's Tax and Bookkeeping Services, providing professional tax preparation and bookkeeping for farmers, individuals, and small businesses. By 6140 Run in Galesburg, your holiday shopping spot for Hey Dudes, quality running shoes, and supplies. By Bazio Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, the quality service you expect and deserve. By Corey Jensen, member of the Kit Wilcox team with Century 21 affiliated. Put Galesburg's number one real estate team to work for you and get two agents for the price of one. By Nutrien Ag Solutions, innovative technologies, local expertise. By Woodrum Auto Group, it's a goodie if you got it from Woody. By Electromechanical Resources Incorporated, their expertise is your best resource. And by Big Cat's Barbecue in Knoxville. Order your Thanksgiving to-go meal now and enjoy delicious meats and sides without the work. Proud to bring you the action of the Abingdon Avon Tornadoes in the IHSA State Football Playoffs on Country 94.9 FM 95.
Good afternoon from Colfax. Class 1A state quarterfinal game between the A-Town Tornadoes and the Mustangs of Ridgeview Lexington. Thanks for being with us for playoff football coverage here on FM 95 Special Edition, brought to you by WGIL Sports. And we are just about ready to get this game underway. Cloudy sky conditions, winds out of the west at about 14 miles an hour. And we're looking at a 38-degree temperature at kickoff with a wind chill of 31 as we get ready to get this game underway. A-Town will receive the opening kickoff, so as they did last week against Iroquois West. And you heard Coach Rick Quinn say in the pregame, they want to get off to a fast start, set the pace, get out into an early lead, and try to get these Mustangs off balance on their home field. Ridgeview-Lexington got here by way of victories over Rushville Industry. In fact, both teams were higher seeds, with the Mustangs coming into the postseason with a 5-4 record. They beat Rushville Industry 34-6, and St. Bede out of Peru right here on this field last week, 47-20. And this is a team that has been picking up momentum as it has gone along. Coach Hal Kyoto taking over this program, coming out of retirement to coach this team, said early on that what he would see happening with the team is they're going to get better as they keep playing. And that is exactly what this team has done, having won five of its last six against these Tornadoes with a record of 10-1, the top seed overall in Class 1A. Back to receive on this, well, not just chilly day, a cold day. For the first time in these playoffs, it's DeJanes and Slagle deep for A-Town at the 10. And the ball spinning its way, backing DeJanes up to the 8. Receives it cleanly, returns it to the 20. Cut back at the 25, hit at the 30, and taken down right there, which is where the Tornadoes will start. We'll watch how these two teams are able to cut on the field. Well, let's talk about the starting offense. Easton Schisler, what a couple of games he has had at quarterback, getting these playoffs started in grand fashion. First team all Lincoln Trail Conference on the offensive side of the ball. Drake DeJanes, Parker Darst out of the backfield. Clay Slagle, Parker Stone King, and Kellen Hook, the starting wideouts. In fact, it's Stone King who splits wide to the right and Kellen Hook who splits wide to the left for the Commandos. First offensive possession of this quarterfinal game, Slagle in motion, moving right to left, and the handoff on the ground up the middle to Darst for a short gain on first down. Offensive line for the Tornadoes, moving left to right. Trey McVeigh, Leighton Damewood, Ty Tinkham at the center, Ben Brady at right guard, and Tanner Clockengay at right tackle. A gain of 3 on first down for the Tornadoes.
the size difference is not what they saw last week, right? Obviously, last week, A-Town was vastly outsized on the offensive line. This week's not going to be the case. Pretty standard 4-4 with a cover three behind it that we see right now from Ridgeview.
Empty backfield for the Tornadoes. Three wide right. Now DeJane's in motion. Takes the shovel toss. Getting to the outside 35. Trying to get stopped just short of the first down marker at the 40. It'll be third and a couple here for the Tornadoes.
Nice game there. Basically, we're looking at is a rocket jet sweep. What we saw there's a jet sweep. But instead, it goes as a pass because it's a shovel forward. So it's a recorded pass play there for the Tornadoes.
Logan Friedmansi ran the alley there for Ridgeview very, very well. Made a good tackle. Kind of in the open field to prevent that from going for first down yardage.
Third and one for the Tornadoes. They have been over third down. They have been over 50% on third down conversions. They'll keep it on the ground. First down for DeJanes across the 40. Stopped at the 42-yard line, but that's enough to move the chains on a successful third down conversion on the first attempt for the Tornadoes. Ridgeview Lexington's defense. They'll start with Gage Kelly, Tanner Leish, Zach Bork, and Connor Fight along the defensive line. Leish, the biggest of the four at 6 foot 255. Their linebacker is Jacob Whitehill, one of their leading tacklers on the season, along with Evan Antonio, and the other linebacker, Tyler Atkins. The D-backs, Friedmansky, whom Jake just mentioned, Cale Hoffman, Carter Kaufman, and Cody Sutter. First down, A-Town from the 43-yard line after a gain of five. Schistler on the keeper, trying to bounce to the outside, gains a couple, upfield, first down and more, steps out of bounds in Ridgeview territory at the 40-yard line.
You know, we heard in the pregame, Coach Quinn talking about trying to spread them out sideline to sideline, and we're seeing that right now as they're going with two receivers on each side. What that is doing to the Mustangs' defense is they're a forefront and they're holding only two linebackers in because they're keeping the cover four shell over the top. If we look at numbers that way, that's only six on defense versus the seven on offense that they're running. And so it's very difficult to cover the running back and a quarterback in that situation. So,
and it helps, man, when your quarterback is a run threat. It helps because normally, you know, you take the quarterback out of the numbers equation because he's handing the ball off, and that's not the case here.
Yeah, he's a runner.
As we know, Schistler is very capable running the football.
Leading rusher on the season for the Tornadoes as he just went over 700 yards after that gain of 16. Play fake, back to pass, good protection, throwing far side, through the hands of Slagle, contact right as the ball made, perfectly timed defensively, and it falls incomplete.
Ball's a little high there. I think if he gets that down, we got a completion.
Yeah, covered well, though. You know, last week we were just used to seeing receivers running wide open pretty much all day, and right now it looked like the free safety there for Ridgeview. That's kind of a flood route. He tried to go to the second level, and the free safety was right there to make a good coverage play. Ball bounced up. Lucky that hits the ground.
But I like the call. I mean, it was a nice little shot play there on first down.
Yep.
Just got the move the sticks, came out a pass play on first down. And really, you're not too far behind here. It's second and 10, but they've ran the ball successfully so far, and we'll see what they do here as they come out here. Second and 10, the 40-yard line going in.
From the Mustangs, 41. Just underway, a little over 2 minutes into the game. First possession for either team. Out of the gun again. Schistler, play fake on the ground. Keeps it himself up the middle. Stopped across the 40, close to the 38-yard line. It'll be a short gain. And third and seven for the Tornadoes on their first third and long of the game.
Very active defensive front here for the Mustangs. A lot more active than what we saw last week. And they're switching sides. So they're switching towards the field. We may see them switching sides as far as personnel. The two defensive linemen on each side of the football kind of switching back and forth based on strength of the offense. So they kind of have a strong side, too. A-Town will look to try to pick that up and maybe take advantage of that.
Clock winding down, 9:15 here to go in this opening quarter. A-Town splits two left, two right. That's Slagle and Stone King on the far side. Hook and Darce line up in the wides near side with DeJanes in the backfield lined up next to Schistler and now a flag.
Ball start.
And that'll send A-Town back 5 yards. First penalty of the game on either team.
Yeah, I'm not sure if anybody moved. I wonder if that was a snap infraction unless you guys saw something that I didn't up there. I didn't really see any linemen kind of jumping up and down. It didn't look like they're ready to snap it. They needed to hurry, though, as the back judge was counting at that point. I was watching him looking for a delay.
Well, that flag came from the official that's there with a linebacker, so he's looking straight at the center, so it may have been a snap infraction. Because usually, you know, a false start is going to come from the side judges who see the movement.
8:25 and counting, opening quarter. From third and seven out of third and 12 for A-Town. They'll change formations, go empty backfield with three wideouts right. Easton Schistler looking that direction, softly thrown, coming back for it, and the pass, the catch is made.
A little short.
And a tackle made immediately at the 35-yard line, intended and found to Janes, and it'll be fourth and about four.
Nice gain there, Jake. I mean, talk about the wind. That was a throw into the wind, and we seemed like I felt like the wind knocked it down quite a bit. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. This is the direction you don't want to be throwing the football. You are into the wind. There's going to be no decision here. It looks like they're going to go ahead and go for it as they are on the opposing side of the football field. So already a real big play here for the way this game's going to go.
Showing some confidence in A-Town's defense as well, should the stop be made here. It's fourth and four, A-Town. Unless they can draw Ridgeview-Lexington offsides, they go straight snap. Short drop by Schistler across the middle. Complete to Stone King, and room to run. Going for the corner. He's got it. A-Town strikes first. 4 minutes, 37 seconds into the game on a fourth down conversion.
He was the outside receiver, and we had two receivers kind of clear out defenders, and Stone King runs a slant. That's an easy throw for a quarterback. The way we've seen Schistler do, hit Stone King in stride so he can continue running his route, and he crosses the field into the end zone. Great play call.
Yeah, and no doubt that was enough for the first down, and certainly, obviously, we know it was a touchdown there, but he had that, and he cut across the field. He had other receivers that were pushing up the field. Nice blocks as they progressed. Here we are now going for two, as Abington, as A-Town has every time this year, except for once last week.
Once last week, yep.
Shovel.
They'll shovel it, and slipping and falling, Kellen Hook. So that'll bring the two-point conversion to a stop. But A-Town on the opening drive engineers an eight-play scoring drive, and 7 minutes, 23 seconds to go in quarter number one. A-Town leads 8-0. Ridgeview-Lexington to receive the kickoff when we come back on FM 95.
I'll see your simple blackjack fix on those loose shingles, and I'll raise you a new roof.
So that's how it's gonna be.
Feel free to fold at any time.
I guess that's what you get when you gamble. Fortunately, I'm always holding this.
Did you have that ace in your hand the whole time?
I sure did.
Don't gamble with your hard-earned money. Go with someone you know you can trust. Ace Roofing in Abingdon. I'm Shelley Heighton.
Hi, this is Daniel Dennis.
Call us today for your free estimate, because every homeowner needs an ace in their hand.
A-Town Tornadoes football on Country 94.9 FM 95.
A-Town opens an eight-play scoring drive, 70 yards, 4 minutes, 37 seconds. A fourth down conversion ends up being the scoring play, 35 yards on the catch and run from Schistler to Stone King, and the two-point conversion fails. Now the kickoff to the far side and shanked out of bounds, and it looked like the ball boy caught it over there. Nope, went through his hands. Chases it down. And is there a discussion here? Are they going to make him re-kick? Ridgeview-Lexington doesn't look like they're in any hurry to bring the offense out.
Jake, if that was more toward you, would you have tried to fair catch it?
Yes.
Okay, here comes the offense now.
All right.
Yeah, you take this ball right here, right, because the penalty puts it on the 35. But this goes out actually before, so it should be even better field position. So you decline the penalty and take it where the football goes out of bounds.
I was waiting to see what the decision was there. And
kind of abnormal to take it right there, to decline a penalty of a ball going out of bounds. But, yeah, that was just full-on shank. I don't think they were trying an onside kick or anything like that. That's just sometimes you get that straight toe kicker. Just a miss.
Yep.
It looked like one of Sean's drives.
No, that went further than my drive.
But it did fade to the right, like
but,
yours.
But I do appreciate the compliment, Jake.
You're welcome.
Ridgeview-Lexington has played two quarterbacks this season, largely because of an injury.
Sneak.
And it's Carter Kaufman who gets the start, and they behind the offensive line surge, pushing quite a bit forward on a huge first down gain, first play of the game.
Interesting.
That's not anything we saw in the warm-ups.
That was a first down. As soon as they got hands in the grass, they snapped the ball and moved.
And I tell you, that's a lot of times called from the sideline. I bet that was not the play call. I bet they just kind of in practice, hey, if you get this look, you go ahead and just take that gap. And that's what the quarterback did there. So a quarterback sneak that goes for 8-9 yards is, an impressive play there.
And Jake, we've also seen the mobility of the A-Town defense. Sometimes that nose will stand up and move back.
Yeah.
And I think that was a way to combat that a little bit. Instead of letting them shift, let's just get the ball and go.
Bringing in two tight end, two wings. Man in motion. Takes the handoff, getting to the outside. Logan Friedmanski gets the first down and more up the far sideline. Crosses the 50 into A-Town territory, and it'll be a first down at about the 42.
for a little jet sweep there. No real motion, and they run the double wing. And so we've seen one play up the gut in the power eye formation. Then they come out here in double wing and run a little jet sweep, both for very successful gains here for the Ridgeview offense.
And the reason not to have much motion there is because of the splits of their offensive linemen. That wing back is very close to the quarterbacks when the ball snapped. It almost looks like a counter that's coming, but there's nobody pulling. There's no misdirection.
Ball sitting at the left hash mark. Under center, Kaufman. Hand off to the right side. They'll go to Caden Farrell. He's the biggest offensive weapon, especially out of the backfield, and he falls forward for a gain of five. Caden Farrell, 5'10", 180, is a junior. In fact, this Ridgeview-Lexington team starts mostly juniors, especially on the offensive side of the ball. Farrell comes into this game with over 1,800 yards rushing in 11 games this season.
Yeah, he's their main weapon, and you'll see him back here as the tailback when they go into power eye. You see him out as a left wing when they go out into that split double wing.
Here they are, double tight power eye.
Gains five on first down. Hand off to Farrell to the left side. Finds a little hole, first down and more. Pushing the line across the 30, down close to the A-Town 25-yard line, where they'll set the ball at the 26. And another first down for the Mustangs as they're moving the ball efficiently downfield.
Well, that's just straight ahead is what it is. There's nobody
nothing
pulling.
Fancy.
It's just go, go, go. And with the power backs there, they had two leading backs going through the left side, almost like an ISO type of play, a lead play, in which they were just, you know, the defensive line is on skates at that point.
Big offensive line, including right tackle Will Pierce, listed at 6'4", 310. Again, they'll go right up the middle, and the line continues to push. And we have not seen A-Town's defense get pushed around like this in the first two playoff games. And that's going to be another big game when the play finally stops inside the close to the 20.
Yeah, it's a lot of guys foot to foot with a lot of backs coming in, pushing that quarterback from behind. It's football in a phone booth right now. And at this point, A-Town's going to have to find some way to adjust. I think alignment-wise, he may need to get some more hands on the ground, Sean. What do you think?
Well, if nothing else, you can't continue to get pushed backward. Cause a pile, fall down. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, we'll talk about it after this play.
I'll give Kaufman a gain of eight, second and two. Hand off to Farrell left. Room to run across the middle. First down into the secondary where the tackle made inside the 10-yard line. First and goal, Mustangs, as they look to answer A-Town's opening scoring drive.
Defensively, there's a way that you can do this, and that is it's an old adage that you can make the play without actually making the play. If you're able to cause a pile and stop that momentum, okay, instead of it falling down for 8-yard gain and you fall down and you only get it for a 2 or 3-yard gain, you can, in essence, make that play without actually be the one who's going to make the tackle because you've slowed down the progress. As it is now, these guys are on their heels. They're going backward, and the offensive line has really pushed them around.
And here's the adjustment. Six down linemen here.
First and goal from the 9. Kaufman, handoff to Farrell, gets bumped, stays on his feet in the backfield. Actually, that was not Farrell. The handoff made that time to Jacob Whitehill. Gets a short gain on first down. Second and goal, what is that, Jake? At about the 7, maybe?
Yes, about 7-yard line.
So a gain of 2. Low press box over here, so football on the far side as it is. Hard to quite get the angle. 6-0 A-Town, down to 3:20 to go, opening quarter. Tornadoes scored on their opening drive. Mustangs have pushed it down to the A-Town 7 on their opening possession. Sweep to the right side. Farrell, the handoff, runs over a man, pushing for the goal line,
sure.
And he's in.
Give it to him.
Crosses the goal line, and the Mustangs answer to tie the game with 3:07 to go in the opening quarter.
The Mustangs are going to come out with a PAT, see a guy here with a kicking tee. So there's one difference that we're going to see. Extra points are going to be put at a premium. We see A-Town not successful in their first. He's kicking with the wind here.
The kicker is Ben Peacock, 5'10", 155, also the leading receiver on the team. On the hold, Ben Crouch snapping into the wind, retrieves it,
it's
booming
good
kick inside the right upright, and Ridgeview-Lexington takes a 7-6 lead. 3:07 to go here in the opening quarter. You're listening to A-Town Playoff Football on FM 95.
Roses are red, violets are blue. The A-Town Tornadoes are coming for you. Okay, we aren't very good at poetry, but what we are good at is helping you with all your fresh floral and gift needs. Garden Gate Florists and Gifts, where we're proud of our A-Town Tornadoes.
The entire staff at City Select Motors wishes the A-Town Tornadoes the best of luck in today's playoff game. It's quite an accomplishment and something to be proud of. Congratulations to the players, coaches, cheerleaders, and fans from City Select Motors on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Abingdon Avon High School football on Country 94.9 FM 95.
3:07 to go in the opening quarter from Colfax. Brad Benowitz, Sean Hickey, Jake Miller with you. Brian Prescott, our broadcast engineer. Not quite 9 minutes into this Class 1A quarterfinal game. Both teams score on the opening possessions. An extra point kick. The difference in the game right now. Ridgeview Lexington on top, 7-6. Line drive kick. A-Town second possession coming up. Squirts past Clay Slagle into the end zone on a low line drive that he elected not to try to bother to reel that one in. And A-Town will start it from the 20.
So now we're going to see, you know, how this coaching staff on both sides adjusts, right? We know that through the air, A-Town on a fourth down conversion was able to make a big play. We're going to watch what we'll see if there's any alignment things or personnel things that the Mustangs do here to make adjustments on A-Town's offense.
That scoring drive for A-Town that opened the game 4 minutes 30 seconds, longer than any of their scoring drives in their 55-30 win over Iroquois West last week. Ridgeview Lexington answered, took just 4 minutes 16 seconds off the clock as A-Town on a running play gains very little on first down. An 8-play scoring drive for the Mustangs, 61 yards after that kickoff went out of bounds, gave him pretty good field position, and they just made it look very easy marching it right downfield efficiently.
They didn't have to put the ball in the air. I mean, everything they did was a positive gain. I think the shortest gain on that entire drive was just 1 2-yard gain. So, Coach Quinn obviously got to be thinking about defensively what he wants to do differently.
The Janes a gain of 2 on first down. It's 2nd and 8, A-Town. Under 2.5 minutes to go, opening quarter in this Class 1A quarterfinal game. Schistler to pass across the middle and thrown high, intended for Darst. And very quickly brings up third down deep in Ridgeview-Lexington territory. And again, A-Town working into that wind. So really a potentially very key third down conversion opportunity here for the Tornadoes, trailing by 1.
Yeah, a chance to keep momentum, you know, on their side, obviously, for the Mustangs here. They get a stop and turn A-Town away and force them to punt deep out of their territory. That was a little shot in the slot there for was that Darset that was the intended target?
It was.
And it was there. The ball was just a little inaccurate at that point.
3rd and 8, A-Town. From their own 22-yard line, Schistler looking right, pump fakes, throw, intercepted. Picked off by Logan Friedmanski, running to the near side, and the tackle made by Damewood. And Ridgeview Lexington, for the first time in these playoffs, we see A-Town turn it over, and the Mustangs will have it in Tornado territory at about the 27.
Yeah, just kind of stared his receiver down there,
yeah,
Sean, and Friedmanski, we saw making pretty good plays defensively, tackling. Just jumped the route and was able to make the pick, cut across the field. Dame did a great job there stopping that from going to the house.
So from the Tornado 27-yard line, Tornadoes need to make some very fast defensive adjustments. Right up the middle goes the quarterback again, pushing the entire A-Town defense back toward the 15-yard line before the stop is finally made. And that'll be enough for a first down.
You just don't see teams use the quarterback sneak as an offensive weapon. And that's what it's turned into. We've seen it 3 times now. You don't see quarterback sneaks usually go for 10 yards. And that's just taking advantage of the gaps that are created right now by the A-Town defense.
I think we're seeing part of the game plan of Coach Chioda here is the fact that they want to go up there in first down and go. I mean, they're not giving the defense any time to adjust or move, shift at all. Sometimes linebackers will walk up, they're getting it, and they're going.
Goes as a gain of 11 down to the Tornado 16. Now a shift on the line. They'll go to Farrell on the ground running left, finds a little bit of a hole, stumbles his way forward. Stop made close to the 10-yard line on another good gain on first down. Clock winds down under a minute and a half to go in this opening quarter. Ridgeview Lexington leading 7-6 and now looking for more with a 2nd and 6.
Just packing lots of guys in, right? Everything is in the gaps right now, in between C gaps on both sides. and just trying to find a way to make an adjustment so they can be more successful defensively. Here comes Mikey Webb down to the defensive line. Five guys on the line.
Out of the eye. They'll toss it to Farrell. Gets to the outside and a tackle made from the backside. Asa Stiegel chases him down. Short of the first down marker, a good open field tackle when it looked like Farrell might go for more, and it'll bring up third and about two.
Yeah, that's the type of fill that you need on the outside because, you know, as Jake just said, not much have gone, you know, outside. They've been a lot of in between the tackles. And so here they finally have one to go to the outside. And the outside linebacker stepped up well, forced the guy inside, and allowed the alley player to come up and make a play.
Third and two.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yep, third and two. Two down territory for the Mustangs. Under 30 seconds to go, opening quarter. Ball at the A-Town 8-yard line. First time the Mustangs have faced third down. To the right side, Farrell trying to push the line forward. Looks like he's got enough for the first down. And finally the play comes to a stop as he continued to pump the legs forward, and the stop made it about the 5. Clock stops with 16 seconds to move the chains, and it'll be first and goal Mustangs on a third down conversion, their first of the game.
Not going to run a play here. They're going to let this quarter expire, and so both coaches will get a chance to talk about this one.
So the turnover by A-Town gives Ridgeview first and goal when we come back. One quarter gone, 7-6 Mustangs over the Tornadoes on FM 95.
Area farmers in the A-Town Tornadoes, easily the hardest working guys out there. Diamond Ag in Knoxville salutes every member of the team for their determination and commitment. Diamond Ag is a local operation run by local folks. Today and always, they're proud to support A-Town football.
Boone's Tax and Bookkeeping Services congratulates the 8-Town Tornadoes on a football season for the ages, recognizing the preparation that leads to success. If your household, farm, or small business needs professional tax preparation and bookkeeping, look to Boone's on Western Avenue in Abingdon.
They are.
Live coverage of the 8-Town Tornadoes in the state football playoffs continues on Country 94.9 FM 95.
One quarter gone at Colfax. Ridgeview Lexington High School, Brad Benowitz, Sean Hickey, Jake Miller with you. Glad to be along for A-Town playoff football. Tornadoes down 7-6 as we get ready to start quarter number two, and a first and goal for the Mustangs. Looks like they're going to spot it at the 4-yard line. Wanted to talk about defensive adjustments that the Tornadoes need to make, but after that interception that gave Ridgeview Lexington the ball back so quickly, not much opportunity to make those adjustments. And now first and goal from the 4. This drive started at the 27-yard line after the Friedmanski pick. Under center, Farrell hands off right. Trying to battle for the end zone, and it looks like, for all intents and purposes, like Farrell was going to get there as he backed up and then tried to slide out to the outside, but A-Town did hold defensively. They're actually going to mark him only to about the 2.5.
Jake, they had a T formation there. Do you see that?
Yeah, the old T formation. Mm-hmm. A-Town's countering with 6 defensive linemen. I was watching Leighton Damewood there. He is giving that center fits, as you would think he should, right, as he's the defensive
technique.
Player
yeah.
of the year. And he's going to have to find ways, that quarterback sneak, and he's going to have to find ways to impact that.
Second and goal from the 2.5. Hand off Farrell. Big room to run, and he scores. Yes.
Big hole.
20th touchdown of the season, including 2 in the first 12 minutes and 42 seconds of this game.
They're just going to have such an advantage, Sean, right now with the way their offense, the way they want to, you know, run things in this kind of weather, in this kind of game, anything short yardage, you can bet on the Mustang offense at this point unless a big adjustment is being made up front.
Keep doing what you're doing. I mean, you're running the ball well, and that's exactly what the Mustangs wanted to do.
Now, that's going to move this up, so you're going to get a false start, an encroachment penalty here on the defense. So, I don't know, decision time here. You know you've gained yards. I wouldn't chase points if I were them. But yeah,
Peacock, the kicker, was looking like he was ready to run off the field and maybe set up to go for 2.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's the penalty.
So, you get a
against
half the
A-Town.
Distance.
Off he comes.
Should be about 1.5 yards.
Yeah, the offense is going to come back out here.
So, they will go for 2 here. And why not? As much as their offensive line has been successful against A-Town's defense.
Nope, they're going to kick it now.
Okay, yep.
Oh, okay. I kind of like the two-point conversion idea here because you immediately make this a
two-possession game.
Two-possession game.
Right. At 13-6. So if they, again, if they kick the extra point, then it's only an 8-point lead, and A-Town goes for two right, all the time anyway. So they are going to line up to go for it here.
Call a timeout and talk about it.
And there's the timeout.
So a whole lot more controversy than we normally see here on a on an extra point attempt, all caused by the encroachment penalty. Uh-huh. So, yeah, a lot more concentration. But, listen, you're in the quarterfinals, so every point matters. And so, coaches, in the first half, you can kind of be a little more flexible with your use of timeouts.
And Hal Kyoto, no stranger to the playoffs by any stretch. His first year here as head coach of Ridgeview Lexington, but his career included a stop at Lexington back in the early 90s, and they went to the state championship in his third season there. This is his 32nd season as head coach, a Hall of Famer in the Illinois High School Coaches Football Association at Morton. Went to the playoffs a number of times. He's coached at West Chicago, Highland Park, a couple of seasons at Coal City back in the mid-80s. So he's no stranger to these situations and knows exactly what the implications are in terms of going for two, even though we're not even a minute into the second quarter. But as you guys said, it's a state quarterfinal game, and these decisions do not come lightly. They will go for two. It's the quarterback again, and the line push is there, apparently, and the two-point conversion is good. So it is now a two-possession game, a 9-point lead for Ridgeview Lexington, 15-6, 11:18 to go in the first half. You're listening to Class 1A quarterfinal playoff football on FM 95.
The A-Town Athletic Booster Club is rooting for the Tornadoes in their quest for another big win. They are super proud of your accomplishments and encourage everyone to support and cheer them on to victory. Congratulations to the A-Town Tornadoes football team from the A-Town Athletic Booster Club.
Roses are red, violets are blue. The A-Town Tornadoes are coming for you. Okay, we aren't very good at poetry, but what we are good at is helping you with all your fresh floral and gift needs. Garden Gate Florist and Gifts, where we're proud of our A-Town Tornadoes.
WGIL Sports, bringing you Tornadoes football on Country 94.9 FM 95.
Just underway in the second quarter, 42 seconds off the clock, and the first A-Town turnover in the postseason has been costly. Ridgeview Lexington turns it into a six-play scoring drive. They only had to take it 27 yards. It took 2 minutes 57 seconds off the clock. The Farrell touchdown run, the Kaufman quarterback keeper on the two-point conversion. And it's 15-6 Mustangs. They have put points on the board in these first two playoff games, and they're scoring early here. DeJanes backs up on the kickoff at the 15. Running to the left, gets undercut and taken down just short of the 30-yard line where A-Town will start this drive. Wind at their back now, but for a passing favored team, 11:13 to go first half.
Jake, did he lose his footing there?
Yeah, I think he was trying to make a cut. He had a lead blocker in front of him and trying to play off that, and I think he lost his footing a little bit, but there were two guys there, obviously, to make the play as well. So, yeah, going in the favor of the win now, we'll see if that makes an adjustment here to A-Town's offensive play calls.
From the 29-yard line, out of the gun, Schister with a play fake. He'll keep it. Stutter-stepping his way through the line, finds a hole, and stops short of the first down marker for a gain of about 8. You see a flag, Hick?
Nope.
No flags.
Okay. You thought there should have been one, though, huh?
Thought his hands were a little high on the mask there, but...
All right, gain of 8 for Schistler on first down up to the 37-yard line.
And that's a matchup advantage, right, when you do spread them out. To be able to use your quarterback as a running threat gives you numbers advantage. So I think right now they're going to need to use that advantage as much as possible.
Easton Schistler has kept the ball 3 times for 27 yards. He'll toss it this time to the outside to James, trying to dive forward. He got undercut on a diving tackle made. And I don't know if DeJanes got back to the original line of scrimmage. They're going to mark him back a yard.
Cody Sutter there for the Mustangs doing a great job there, setting the edge, making him cut up. Dame went a little late getting there to try to block him to the outside. And, like you heard Sean say, nice play. That's how you play that outside sweep or toss-type play. You got to make him cut up, and you got to get flow.
Well, he committed to coming up field, and if you come up field and don't make the play, that's going to be a big gain.
The far hash mark to the 37-yard line, 3rd and 3, A-Town. Schistler on the quarterback draw, right up the first middle. Down. Flag comes down, I think, behind him. He's got the first down. Nope, they're going to move the chains.
No flag.
I don't know what I saw, but it wasn't a flag, so that's good. A-Town moves it. Third down conversion for the second time in this game. Keeps the drive alive up to the 43.
A couple of these A-Town offensive linemen have flag-colored shoes, Brad. I think they got some yellow cleats out there. You might be seeing that.
First down, A-Town trailing 15-6. Under 9.5 minutes to go in this opening half. First time the Tornadoes have trailed in this postseason. They haven't trailed much all season. Slagle in motion right to left. He'll take the handoff, trying to get to the outside. He's taken down in the backfield for a loss.
Sutter again on the edge. And it's just, he has the ability right now. Two guys trying to block him. He has the ability to kind of get skinny, get sideways, and skirt those blocks. Making the play on the left edge of the A-Town offensive left.
Yeah, it's a gamble. I mean, if you come up field like that, you've got to make the play, because if you don't, you've created a big running lane for somebody to go through. Two times he's been successful with it. And as you said, getting skinny, getting through, that penetration has been very successful for them right now.
Mark Slagle for a loss of one. It's at the 42-yard line of the far hash mark. 8:35 and counting in the opening half. A-Town trailing by nine. Three wide to the right of an empty backfield with Schistler in the gun. Two wideouts to the left. Good snap, looking right, throws that direction into the hands of DeJanes, but the tackle made right at the spot of the catch for no gain, and it'll be third and long. It might give him a yard. It'll be third and 10.
That's three really good plays I've watched Freed Mansky make. He's been impressive out there in the defensive backfield. Obviously, he had the pick earlier, and then just a sure tackle there in the open field.
But that ball was in the air a long time.
Long time.
You know, now the ball's on a left hash, middle to left. And now pass out to the number one receiver, the widest guy. It's a long throw to make, and that allows the time for that defender to come and make a play.
Stone King had the crossing route reception on the opening drive that capped it off for A-Town when he scored from 35 yards out. They need a big play here facing third and 10, short of midfield. Back to pass. Schistler backpedaling, throws, and dropped by Slagle. Was open, short of the 50-yard line. Could have had maybe a little bit of room to run, and instead he drops it, trying to move before he really had it. And A-Town's going to give it up on a punt.
Yeah, ball was accurate. He had Slagle cutting across the entire width of the football field there, and ball's in a good spot where he's going to catch it and run and has a good chance. There were guys breaking, but he has a good chance to make that play.
Yeah, so now, a lot of green grass there.
Yeah, now the punting unit's going to come up here, I think. I mean, I would be real surprised. We'll see that rugby punt. Schistler is the punter. I want to remind everybody. And so, you know, as a right-footed guy, he's going to have to roll to the short side of the field if they decide to do the rugby. The Mustangs aren't even going to line up to receive this punt. They're going to line up in defense.
And it's fourth and 10. A little flinching on the left side, and there's a flag. And Schistler boots it away. And there was movement on the left side of that defensive line.
I think our right. I think the right guard.
Yep. Yeah. So it's a five-yarder against A-Town. Their third penalty of the game, Ridgeview-Lexington without a penalty. A-Town did overcome a five-yard motion penalty earlier that set them back to third and 12. They didn't convert on that, but on the fourth down play they did on the touchdown pass. So 7.5 minutes to go, backs them up 5 yards to the 38-yard line.
Now
and
Kale
Schistler
Hoffman.
Deeper now.
Yeah, now Cal Hoffman back to receive this kick. They will play a punt return here.
So they get the rush on. Schistler gets the boot away, and the catch made at the 27-yard line in a hole right up the middle of the field. And a good run back to the far side of the field. Still on his feet goes Cale Hoffman up the far sideline before the play finally stops in A-Town territory at about the 46.
Real nice return there. You know, like Brad said, up the middle, but he had a couple of guys there, but the blocks are good enough for them to break that through, and then he broke to the outside after that. So, you know, you have to make sure you leverage together as you run down the field. You can't have that type of separation where one guy is 5 yards ahead of the other, because that creates more running lanes.
So they'll have it at the A-Town 45-yard line. Third possession of the game for the Mustangs. Second time they've started in Tornado territory on a good run back on the punt return. Prior to that, it was an interception that gave the Mustangs great field position.
Ball's on the
ground.
And
a fumble on the snap, and it looks like the Mustangs have been able to fall forward and on it. And it is the quarterback who recovers. So it'll be second down for the Mustangs. Kaufman still in at quarterback. Miscommunication on the snap, but he recovers. No gain. Second and 10.
When motion came on the ball, a snap there. Looks like they're maybe going to do the jet sweep again. Jake, did you see that?
Looked like it to me.
Now they've got somebody split out here. First time we've seen this formation.
And off to the left side, Friedmanski sweeping right to left. Gets a lead block in front of him. First down and more. Bumped out of bounds at about the A-Town 30-yard line. And they'll move the chains on a big gain by Friedmanski of about 15. And the clock stops, getting him knocked out of bounds at the 6:27 mark of this opening half. And A-Town backpedaling now, down 9. And Ridgeview-Lexington looking to add on to it.
From the Mustangs defensively, we saw Cody Stutter come up and make a couple of nice plays there and really force the guy inside here. A-Town was not able to do so. As a result of that, they were able to get the outside edge and get a nice gain out of it.
Gain of 17. Nice gain for sure. To the A-Town 28, the toss play. Trying to get to the outside, Farrell with a little stiff arm, fends off Stone King. Dives for the first down marker on the far side of the field. And he's close to another first down. And he does have enough as they move the chains.
All right, different what we see here offensively, Jake. I mean, we're seeing them spread it out just a little bit, and now they're hitting the edge, and they're able to break the contain of the Tornadoes and get outside, and a substantial yardage here, another first down for them.
Well, it's a chess match. If you're killing it on a gap, you put more defensive linemen down, and then once the Mustangs see more defensive linemen down, then it's about getting to the edge.
Outside.
So, yeah, all right, now a perfect game plan for Ridgeview.
Farrell gains 12 down to the A-Town 16-yard line, already leading 15-6. They'll go up the middle to Farrell, crosses the 15, and
ball's
then
out.
Push backward. Ball pops free, and again, it looks like the Mustangs have recovered, diving forward, falling on it. Looks like Jordan Reamer, the tight end. So second time they've fumbled on this drive, but have recovered both of them, and the ball sits at about the 12, maybe the 11.
Worst case scenario, they don't recover the fumble, and the fumble goes forward and actually gains them about 3 extra yards from where the tackle would have been made.
I was getting ready to say it was Mike Webb who was in the hole there. Not that he caused a fumble, but he slowed the running back down enough. The point of contact, line of scrimmage. Very nice play as they came inside there. I formation, tight end to the left, and they ran really an ISO play, and he filled well in that gap. This is an overload, Jake.
Second and 6 to the right side. Farrell trying to get to the outside. DeJanes chasing him from the backside. Sneaks underneath Darst on the far side. And it looks like a first and goal for the Mustangs at about the 5.
They ran over to go, Jake.
Sorry, Sean's talking overload there, which means they're going to overload one side of the ball with more offensive linemen than the other. And then they overload to A-Town's defensive right, and then they toss pop a toss play off to their left. So, just trying to find ways to get numerical advantages.
Yep, it's a numbers game. You're exactly right.
First and goal from the 5. 4:35 and counting to go second quarter. Mustangs on top by 9. Quarterback keeper up the middle, going
short
for the goal line, and just short. Second and goal from about the 1 for quarterback Carter Kaufman, who's now carried the ball on that sneak 5 times. For 32 yards, the only time he didn't gain anything was when he fumbled the opening snap of this drive. Actually going to mark him down at the 2. It has been all Mustangs offensively. They really haven't even had a negative yardage play in this game. A-Town's defense backed up to the goal line here. Second and goal at the 2. Kaufman. Hands off right. Farrell, upright, gets to the goal line. Touchdown. They are 3 for 3 on offensive possessions and now lead 21-6. Farrell's third rushing touchdown of the game, which he has done in all 3 playoff games now. 3 touchdowns.
Jay came back there again, double tight, T formation. And interestingly, they did not do cross lead here. They ran all 3 back straight ahead. So it was kind of like it's very difficult to play for a linebacker to know which one they're going to give to because there's no misdirection. And you kind of have to play all 3 of them honestly.
Peacock in for the extra point. A snap from Larson. The hold by Crouch and whistles
like
as he kicks it away.
Move on the O-line maybe.
And another flag comes in. So one flag down for what blew the play dead. And now another flag comes in. Somebody saying something, I'm guessing. This is going to be unsportsmanlike conduct.
A couple guys were, we'll see if they do a offsetting type thing.
Conversation huddled inside the five-yard line among four of the officials involved. 3:46 to go in the opening half. 21-6 is the Ridgeview-Lexington lead, lining up to kick the extra point. The penalty stops it, and a second penalty leads to a long conversation here. And they're still talking it over. This is a big discussion. So there's offsides on A-Town. And dead personal ball. Foul also against A-Town.
So they'll move the ball forward half the distance, then the unsportsmanlike will take place
on the
kickoff.
Yep.
This is a dead ball.
So the second time, A-Town has been called for a penalty on the extra point attempt, which moves the Mustangs to about the 1.5-yard line. Last time, they elected not to kick and then go for two, which they converted, making it a 15-6 game at the time. Their third touchdown of the game has it at 21-6 right now, and the discussion going on with head coach Hal Kyoto and one of the members of the officiating crew, but not the referee. And now the personnel change. They're going to take a timeout. No, they're not.
Nope.
Head back out there, fellas. So they're going to go for two. Again, just as they did last time on the A-Town penalty. So the Tornadoes have been whistled five times now, and that 15-yarder on the kickoff will give them 27 yards in penalties. And the ball will sit right at the 1-yard line of the left hash mark. Cal Thomas lined up behind the quarterback, Kaufman. They'll hand off to Farrell, who runs right to left, or left to right, rather, and around the end for the two-point conversion. 23-6, Ridgeview-Lexington on top. 3:46 to go, opening half on FM 95.
It is truly a pleasure to watch a great team like the A-Town Tornadoes take the field. From everyone at Woodrum Auto and Macomb, congratulations on this incredible season. And when you want reliability in your vehicle and your dealership, shop Woodrum Auto at the far end of East Jackson Street in Macomb.
It's a goodie if you got it from Woody.
There's nothing like the excitement of high school football, and Basio Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning proudly supports the A-Town Tornadoes in their playoff run. For residential repairs or new installs, Basio is on your team and keeps your household running, offering free estimates and emergency 24-hour service.
A-Town Tornadoes football on Country 94.9 FM 95.
A seven-play scoring drive for Ridgeview-Lexington. 45 yards. 3 minutes 27 seconds off the clock. Farrell runs it in from 2 yards out and gets the two-point conversion. It's now 23-6. And the Mustangs haven't thrown a pass in this game. Everything they have done has been on the ground behind a strong offensive line surge. Good protection for quarterback Carter Kaufman. And A-Town has thrown an interception in this game, which has hurt. A bad kickoff, which gave the Mustangs good field position on the opening drive. The punt return put the Mustangs in A-Town territory on that last scoring drive. Just not much has gone right for the Tornadoes after their opening drive. DeJanes takes that one
here
in stride, and he breaks free on the far side. Slips
kick
free from Peacock, trying to stay in bounds.
Pursuit,
he did go out of bounds. He's out of bounds in Ridgeview-Lexington territory, though, at the 43-yard line. Had to dance up that far sideline and not good footing in the wet conditions, and he just couldn't keep the balance. Otherwise, he was going to take it house.
Best thing about that was, you know, I think kicking into the wind knocked that ball down enough that DeJanes was able to get a running start as he caught that ball. He was not, like, rocking back. He was not flat-footed. He was coming forward with a full head of steam when he caught that ball and went right through the blocking right at field and just ran out of real estate on the sideline there. But if that sideline wasn't there, he was taking that to the house.
Huge drive for A-Town here, trailing 23-6. Ridgeview-Lexington will have the ball to start the third quarter. So the Tornadoes really need to answer to get some momentum back as we approach halftime. Schistler on the keeper, running left. Bounces to the outside, gets the first down marker, and steps out of bounds himself. And least I think he stayed inside.
Yeah, first down.
He did stay inbound. So first down for A-Town. Moves it inside the Ridgeview Lexington 35-yard line.
That little quarterback counter there to the offensive left. And, again, it's a numbers game using your quarterback as a runner. And, again, in the sideline, really the only thing stopping Schistler from making a score there as well.
Yep.
Gain of 12 down to the Mustangs' 31-yard line. 3:33 to go in this opening half. A-Town trailing 23-6. Out of the gun, Schistler on the option. He'll keep it. Gains 5 and more. Breaks free far side. 10 runs into a defender. It'll be first and goal. A-Town at about the 6.
Little momentum shift, obviously, starting there with that kickoff return, right? And sorely needed here for A-Town as they get things moving.
And that hit at the end of the game, or excuse me, at the end of the
play. Flag comes in. They just threw a flag.
Yeah, they're talking about a late hit penalty. I think this is going to be on the Mustangs.
Well, there was a conversation going on between two of the officials on the far side, right where the play was made at the end. So they talked it over for a considerable amount of time and then threw that flag in there at the end. So that right now the first down marker is at the 7, and that's going to take it inside the 4. That's the first penalty of the game against the Mustangs.
Boy.
You don't normally see that call as late. You know, the official on the side doesn't make the call until the official in the middle of the field comes over and talks to him about it first. So, it's good that the official's talking to each other and helping each other see things that maybe one official missed.
So, Jake, that's down there by you. Was that just a late hit that they were calling?
Yeah, late hit is
what they
end up calling.
I mean, both players are still running. You know, they were. And Schistler lowered his shoulder pretty good in that guy, which is their Kaufman is their quarterback.
Win is a gain of 24 on the ground for Schistler. He's got 70 yards rushing now. First and goal, A-Town from inside the 4. Trying to get to the outside. Forced to cut up field. And
get your hands up.
Yep, there's the touchdown marker from the referee on the far side here. So the touchdown run is good. It counts.
That didn't take long.
So got some momentum shifted back the Tornadoes' direction. And they'll line up to go for 2 here. Now down 23-12. A-Town stopped on the two-point conversion on the opening drive when they went to the handoff to Kellen Hook, and he slipped and fell. DeJanes is lined up behind Schistler, who rolls left on the option, tosses it to DeJanes, and he's swept and overwhelmed in the backfield. The two-point conversion is no good.
Jake, in that speed option, you got to attack that more. They're very flat, taking that pretty wide, and that's given an opportunity for those alley players to come up and attack.
Yeah, we saw him do it very well on his big game down the sideline where he did attack it on the speedo, and there he kind of, he got a little bit of a slow play out here by the defensive end, and when you slow play it and don't make a decision, you get alley fills like you saw there.
Well, A-Town got what it needed.
Yeah, it did.
Good response there.
It took only 29 seconds off the clock, so now you got to count on your defense, which has been backpedaling this whole first half, to come up with a big stop because they have not done it at all against the Mustangs. So you get the lead down to 23-12, and again, Ridgeview-Lexington will have the ball to start the second half. So
this is a
huge series for A-Town's defense to try to come up with a stop, if nothing else, and hopefully from their standpoint, get a stop, get the ball back.
Well, it starts right here because the field position game has been so in favor of the Mustangs at this point. So hopefully we can stop them, make them drive the length of the field.
Received by Farrell at the 16-yard line. Tried to bounce to the outside with some blockers upfield, and finally they get around him and stop him at about the 45-yard line. So they're going to have good field position again on the run back by Farrell, who will stay on the field out of the backfield. Their leading rusher in the game, 13 carries, 67 yards, and 3 touchdowns already.
We haven't seen him put it in the air, though. The numbers that we've gotten in our research beforehand knows, I mean, they can do it. They haven't had to do it. Now with the clock, we'll see how stout the Abingdon defense can be, or the A-Town defense can be here. Force them to try to find a way to make them put the ball in the air here.
See Dusty Schultz, the freshman on the far side, running up and down on the sideline, trying to get the A-Town crowd to make some noise. The toss play to Farrell gets to the outside. Play starts from the 43, And he gets up to about the 49 on first down with a gain of 6.
Keeps him in bounds. The clock continues to run. Now we saw what we got. I'm looking for timeouts on the scoreboard. I think there's – I know they used one on a two-point conversion.
Right.
But I think that's the only timeout they've had. Yeah.
For either side.
Yeah. Yep.
They don't seem to be in any hurry. Taking time in the huddle.
2.5 minutes to go. Again, working into the wind, moving from our right to left. Nose of the football short of the 49-yard line on the right hash. Out of the gun this time. Play fake.
Quarterback.
And right up the middle goes Kaufman with a first down and more. Tackle made in the secondary, and a late flag comes in with a stop made short of the A-Town 40-yard line and may get more yardage at the end.
I don't like it. They're going to call a horse collar, and I don't think it was. He had his hands on jersey on his back, but it wasn't high enough for a horse collar, in my opinion, but that's going to add 15 to the end of this run. I don't like it, but...
Worst possible scenario there, other than taking it all the way to the end zone.
Right.
Jake, are you seeing much protest from the A-Town?
Yeah, they're not
coaches?
Happy about it. Yeah. The sideline's not happy about it.
It's going to take it down to the A-Town 26-yard line on the 15-yard penalty.
I think you just got to focus in because you can't, you know, it's not anything you're going to change at this point.
Well, no.
Chains still haven't moved.
Like with any sport, Jake, you're right. It's play the next play. You've got to move on. If you let the last play affect you, it's going to end up in bad results. So you've got to move on, play the next play, get ready to go.
So a gain of 10 on the quarterback run, plus 15 more. First down for the A-Town 26-yard line.
Reverse.
The toss play in the reverse. The handoff to Friedmanski. Forced from the outside to cut upfield, and he's got some room to run. Down to the 5.
Touchdown.
Going for the goal line. He's got it. A-Town prevented him from getting to the outside. Instead, he just cut it up the middle and took it for the remaining 26 yards for the touchdown. And Ridgeview Lexington does exactly what it wants to do and answers right back in 3 plays.
Outside linebacker Chris Woods did a great job there of holding his backside contained what he needs to do. He saw the reverse coming. He did not run upfield. He sat there, but there was no other help coming. He had to absorb the one blocker that was there, and running back made the rest. The receiver made the rest.
What a play call coming off the 15-yard penalty there. Just a great play call and a great time.
No wonder they weren't in any kind of hurry, right?
Right.
Peacock with the extra point. And another flag comes in after the play.
Same official.
So it's 30-12. A-Town trailing. Let's take a timeout while the officials sort this one out. A minute 58 to go in the half. A-Town down 18 on FM 95.
The entire staff at City Select Motors wishes the A-Town Tornadoes the best of luck in today's playoff game. It's quite an accomplishment and something to be proud of. Congratulations to the players, coaches, cheerleaders, and fans from City Select Motors on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
The A-Town Athletic Booster Club is rooting for the Tornadoes in their quest for another big win. They are super proud of your accomplishments and encourage everyone to support and cheer them on to victory. Congratulations to the A-Town Tornadoes football team from the A-Town Athletic Booster Club.
Abingdon Avon High School football on Country 94.9 FM 95.
If you were expecting a shootout in this one, you're getting it. 30-12, Ridgeview Lexington on top. Minute 58 to go in the first half. The penalty on the extra point. The kick is good, making it 30-12, and then a personal foul assessed against the Mustangs. We didn't see any unsportsmanlike conduct penalty. We just saw the personal foul penalty. So 15 yards will back him up on the kickoff. And A-Town hopefully can take advantage of this, especially kicking into the wind.
Yep.
And, of course, scoring quickly has been a trait of the Tornadoes this season. So a minute 58 and all timeouts remaining. Plenty of opportunity for the Tornadoes to march it downfield and answer. But trailing by 3 scores here, with under 2 minutes to go in the first half, and the kick will come from the 25-yard line. Again, into the wind, and they squib it up the middle, rolling across the ground and picked up by Leighton Damewood. Gets down low, and the converted running back returns it to the 50. So good field position as anticipated for the Tornadoes with a minute 55 showing on the clock.
So you talked about Leighton Daymond as being a person who converted from running back, and that was something that Coach Quinn talked about, was having too many guys there and really needing extra linemen. So he volunteered himself to go do those services, and a nice opportunity here for a lineman to get the ball kicked to him. And boy, it's an opportunity for him to live out his dreams a little bit
It looked like he knew what he was doing the ball.
Well, they've run him a few times this year. He's carried the ball 13 times. No stranger running it out of the backfield. Schistler to pass on first down across the middle. Complete at the 45. Trying to break free. Going for the first down marker and the sideline on the far side. And it's going to be very close to out of bounds for DeJanes. And very close to the first down marker. They're going to spot the ball right at the 40. The nose of the football sitting at the 40. And they're going to stop the clock to bring the chains out. Nope, a timeout.
No, timeout.
Timeout, minute 45 to go. Are they going to move the chains?
Now they're moving it.
It looks like they're moving them now.
Boy, as a coach, that would make you upset there. I mean, they were slow to move the chains. You call timeout, and then they move the chains and give you first down, which would have stopped the ball.
Yep.
Or stopped the clock, excuse me.
So it stops the clock with a minute 45 to go.
That must have been what he was thinking there, Sean, because I thought it otherwise. It's a little early to call a timeout.
Yep.
You know, you still got a minute 45 as fast as A-Town goes. We've seen some no huddle, and we know they practice that. So I thought that was a little early, but he must have done it because he didn't think he was got the first down yardage. Right.
And obviously, DeJanes didn't get out of bounds either. You had a better angle on it than
he did. He was close. Jake. You know, he kept fighting for it, but, yeah, he was down in bounds, and that was the right call.
So first down from the 40, nose of the football sitting right on the left hash mark. A-Town, two timeouts remaining, trailing 30-12. 1:45 to go, first half. Ridgeview Lexington has scored on every possession. A-Town does have one turnover. An interception gave the Mustangs the ball at the Tornado 27-yard line, which has created this three-score deficit for the Tornadoes. Out of the gun, Schistler. DeJanes lined up behind him. Pass to the left side, complete to Kellen Hook, going for the out-of-bounds and the first down marker. And he'll get one for sure. He's out-of-bounds right at the 30, very close to the first down.
Yep, they're going to go ahead and give him the chains here, so he's going to get a first down as well as the out-of-bounds.
So back-to-back passing plays of 10 takes it down to the Ridgeview Lexington 30-yard line.
That's about a 5-yard hitch there, wasn't it, Jake?
Yeah, just a little 5-yard hitch. Got a good off coverage here by the corner down here for the Mustangs, and just taking what they give you, get out of bounds. Play only cost them 5 seconds. They gained 10 yards. That's good math.
That's still good math for you, Jake. Good job.
Thanks.
Still a minute 40 remaining in the half. A-Town down 18, down to the Mustang 30. Looking right, Schistler flushed out of the pocket. Throwing on the run now, complete to Stone King. First down at the 20, spins off the tackle, 15, taken out of bounds. Another first down for the Tornadoes. After a gain of about 15, so they cut half the distance to the goal line now with a minute 29 showing on the first half clock.
You know, in our last break, we talked about this when they were trying to sort out that penalty on the PAT. Last week, Coach Quinn had 55 seconds to go right before halftime.
And no timeouts.
And no timeouts, and they drove the length of the field to put up some points there. And so we felt pretty confident here that Coach Quinn's going to have the same mentality with that 15-yard penalty on the kickoff assessed. And here they are now with an opportunity to score again right before halftime. Minute 29 to go.
Nose of the football at the Mustang 15-yard line. Empty backfield for the Tornadoes again. Schistler, good protection. Now looking left. Slips. Needs to get out of the grasp. Under pressure now. Throwing long into double coverage. Oh. Into the back of the end zone through Stone King's hands. There was another receiver in front. DeJanes went up for it.
Yeah.
And then when DeJanes didn't get a hand on it, it came right to Stone King, who wasn't ready for it, and it falls incomplete.
Two receivers in the same spot. That often happens when you're out of system, which A-Town was. Schistler just buying time back there with his legs, ends up throwing the ball in the vicinity of two receivers, and that kind of hurt there as DeJanes goes up and tips it. If he doesn't, it's going to land right in Stone King's lap.
Second and 10 from the 15, minute 19 to go in the first half. Still plenty of time for A-Town at the Mustang 15-yard line, trailing by 18. Hook and Darst split wide to the left.
They can still run it here, and I like the quarterback on this spread out.
Three wide to the right. Schistler with a straight drop, passing across the middle, thrown high, back of the end zone, overthrows everybody out of bounds. Third and 10.
I think he had a receiver there, just overthrew it.
Yep.
They vacated. They had a linebacker blitz. They picked it up well. Has nothing to do with the distance of the throw, but the throw was just a little bit overthrown.
A-Town 2-for-4 on third downs in this game. Third and 10 here in two-down territory, trailing by 18 from the Ridgeview Lexington 15-yard line. Schistler has the play. Bring it in from the sideline.
Yeah, everything they're doing here through the air, I like them to remember Schistler here is carrying the football. And, you know, it's two-down territory. Obviously, let's cut these sticks down so you can open your playbook up a little bit.
Now DeJanes does stay lined up to the right of Schistler out of the gun. Back to a four-receiver set. Schistler to throw to the sideline, thrown behind the intended receiver, Stone King, incomplete. And now it's fourth down.
Jake, going back to your point about running the ball here, and I don't know exactly when the Mustangs had adjusted to this, but they're doing a three-man front defensively here. So we talked about the numbers game earlier where they had six defenders there in the box. Now they're down to five. Certainly a good opportunity to take off and run the ball.
Three straight completions to open this drive. Started at the 50, took it down to the 15-yard line, and now three straight incompletions to bring up fourth and 10 from the Ridgeview Lexington 15-yard line with a minute 11 to go in the half. 30-18 is the Mustangs' lead. Biggest deficit of the season for the Tornadoes outside of that loss to United in week 9. Out of the gun, Schistler looking middle, now looking left, flushed out of the pocket, under pressure, rolling left, still on his feet, throwing, end zone, intercepted. Picked off by the Mustangs in the end zone. And the defense holds, and the lead remains at 18 for the Mustangs with a minute to go in the first half. Second interception of the game for A-Town. And now, does Hal Kyoto try to turn the tables on A-Town after what Rick Quinn did, what you guys were just talking about, with 55 seconds to go in the half and a big first half lead? Does he try to march it downfield as efficiently as they've moved the ball and add to this 18-point lead? Wouldn't be surprised. They have not been stopped in this game yet.
Yeah, only difference between this week and last is they are going to get the football back, too. You might look to get at least one first down conversion before you start to open things up. We haven't seen them put the ball in the air yet.
Correct. And they're moving into the wind.
Quarterback sneak
again up the middle. That'll be another good gain on first down. Pick up about 5 to the 20. Or rather to the 15. Sorry, to the 25. Excuse me.
So that plays the exact,
started at the 20.
Yep.
Yeah. That plays the exact opposite of opening things up and trying to score before half.
But that's been one of their best offensive plays.
Right. If you pick up 10, you're going to stop the clock when they move the chains.
But then the quarterback runs to the sideline, gets the next play. So this thing is definitely.
Yeah, we're seeing them sitting on it.
They're sitting on this thing right now. They got to run one play before the half, but it looks like they're going to be pretty content here in the power. Yep. Well, they're in the double wing.
There's Jet.
Hoffman stays in at quarterback. They give it to Farrell, trying to get to the outside. He's going to go for the sideline, and they'll get out of bounds to stop the clock with 13.3 seconds and a first down at about the 34-yard line. Where are they going to mark it exactly? Right in between. So he picks up 8 to the A-Town 33-yard line. 81 yards on the ground for Caden Farrell, 3 touchdowns on 15 carries. 13.3 seconds showing in this first half clock with Ridgeview Lexington on top 30-12.
Jake, you think they might try one time up top here?
I don't know.
I don't think so. But
they've got one wide out to the left side. They're going to hand off to Friedmanski, trying to get to the outside. The pursuit is on. The tackle made in bounds. Nope, they're going to say he rolled out of bounds. Up to about the 44-yard line. Clock stops with 5.8 seconds to go. Give Friedmanski a gain of 11 to the A-Town 44.
Gave the first down on that.
4 rushing touchdowns in the first half for the Mustangs. 2 two-point conversions, an 18-point lead. Final 6 seconds of the half.
There it is.
Back
to
pass. Kaufman under pressure. Gets the pass away. Man open in single coverage. Peacock reels it in man-to-man coverage. Going to the far side. He breaks free for the touchdown.
Oh, boy.
He was going against Clay Slagle in the secondary. It was a battle between the two of them. Slagle had a hand on it. forced to juggle it. Peacock reeled it in and then broke another tackle inside the 10, and they score on a 56-yard touchdown.
That was great coverage there by Slagle. He was in position to make the play, but as it turns out, Peacock went up and made a better play out of that. He wanted that ball more than Slagle did.
One pass play in the first half, the final play of the half. And they do indeed take it 80 yards downfield in 60 seconds and score on the final play of the half.
Yeah, absolute dagger right there. We have to see how they respond at halftime. Plus, the Mustangs will get the ball back.
The extra point by Peacock low.
But good.
But good. And it's 37-12 Mustangs at the half. We'll take a break. Come back, share some thoughts. We got a news break coming up as well, but we'll be back here to Colfax. We'll look back at the first half for a bit when we come back on FM 95.
Looking for Cornbread, a memoir by author and Avon alum Joe Paradise, is a must read. Paradise has penned a triumphant tale of perseverance that pulls at the reader's heartstrings. From a cramped apartment in Watauga to growing up in Avon, life in Midwest America in the 50s and 60s is richly detailed in this coming of age account. If you've lived in the area, you'll recognize familiar places and relatable scenarios. Get one as a gift and keep a copy for yourself. Looking for Cornbread by Joe Paradise is available now at Wordsmith Bookshop in Galesburg and online at Amazon.com.
Successful farms start with strong roots, like the ones you'll find at Raritan State Bank, rooted in the communities they've served for 100 years. They've had the joy of watching thousands of family farms flourish with the help of their partnership with three locations, Raritan, Abingdon, and Bushnell. They're proud to support the youth of our communities. Make sure your farming operation has roots deep enough to sustain your limitless growth. Raritan State Bank. Large enough to serve you, strong enough to protect you, and small enough to know you.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Roses are red, violets are blue. The A-Town Tornadoes are coming for you. Okay, we aren't very good at poetry, but what we are good at is helping you with all your fresh floral and gift needs. Garden Gate Florists and Gifts, where we're proud of our A-Town Tornadoes.
Tompkins State Bank is proud to help sponsor this broadcast and is rooting for an A-Town Tornadoes win. It's exciting times like this when the community comes together to congratulate and support the youth of Avon and Abingdon. Tompkins State Bank, community-minded, customer-focused. Member FDIC.
This is Carrie Walters, director of Hinchliffe Pearson West, with locations in Galesburg and Abingdon. We proudly support A-Town football. At Hinchliffe Pearson West, we understand the importance of a great team. So from our team to yours, best of luck. We know you can go all the way.
Live coverage of A-Town football in the IHSA state playoffs continues with the City Select Motors Halftime Report on Country 94.9 FM 95.
Well, we were talking about turning the momentum around before halftime after Ridgeview Lexington moved the ball downfield, made it 23-6. At that time, A-Town got the ball back with 3:39 to go after a good run back by Drake DeJanes. They started in Ridgeview Lexington territory at the 43-yard line. What happened since then? A three-play scoring drive by A-Town. A three-play scoring drive in response from Ridgeview Lexington to put the lead back to 30-12. So it went from a 17 to an 18-point lead. Then A-Town, with the benefit of a penalty on the kickoff, started the next drive from the 50, and three plays moved it to the 15-yard line, but then four straight pass plays, three incompletions, an interception in the end zone. Ridgeview Lexington got the ball back at the 20 with a minute to go, and instead of A-Town getting that touchdown to make it 23-12 and get a little momentum going into the halftime, they are in deeper waters now as Ridgeview Lexington came back on a 56-yard touchdown pass to end the first half and now leads 37-12, and they have not been stopped. They have not been stopped one time, and there's got to be a massive defensive adjustment of some sort here at halftime. Well, I don't know where you start.
Well, you've seen them for the first two series on offense. The Mustangs were really tight, double tight.
Right.
They could have double wings. They could be power eye, things like that. But they are very tight with that and really controlled line of scrimmage. So A-Town makes some adjustments, brings an extra down lineman in. Then the next two series, the Mustangs kind of spread out a little bit. They go to your standard I formation with single tight end, two receivers, one receiver on each side. And they run their offense that way, okay, very successfully again. Much more off-tackle that we saw there. They were running the first two series. It was between tackles. The next two series after that, they were off-tackle. And then they get the ball there, the fifth possession. And we're wondering, are they going to sit on this? Or are they going to move it upfield? And they seem content to sit on it. They got a couple of big plays, and with 5 seconds to go, went up top for a play to see if they can get it. And sure enough, they're able to complete that pass. So, you know, it's kind of difficult here for the Tornadoes. One, I mean, basically we're looking at a 14-point swing that you had the Commanders an opportunity to score there before halftime. The interception in the end zone, it was a fourth down play. So, you know, it's just as good as a punt because if he Schuster was scrambling on that play, if he goes out of bounds, he's at about the 20 anyway.
Sure.
So, not a ton of loss there, but then to give up a couple of big plays and allow the Mustangs to go down a score is a big swing, huge swing, 14-point swing there at the break here.
So 37-12 is the Ridgeview-Lexington lead. We're going to take a break, get you updated on some news headlines from around the world. And when we come back, second half, and again, Mustangs will have the ball to start the second half as well. Again, 37-12, A-Town down at the half. You're listening to Class 1A quarterfinal playoff football on FM 95.
Electromechanical Resources Incorporated in Abington congratulates the A-Town Tornadoes on their run in the IHSA playoffs. Keep your farm and business running with EMR, offering new motors, repair, rewinding, and rebuild of motors for your operation for over 40 years.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Area farmers in the A-Town Tornadoes, easily the hardest working guys out there. Diamond Ag in Knoxville salutes every member of the team for their determination and commitment. Diamond Ag is a local operation run by local folks. Today and always, they're proud to support A-Town football.
The entire staff at City Select Motors wishes the A-Town Tornadoes the best of luck in today's playoff game. It's quite an accomplishment and something to be proud of. Congratulations to the players, coaches, cheerleaders, and fans from City Select Motors on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
There's nothing like the excitement of high school football, and Basio Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning proudly supports the A-Town Tornadoes in their playoff run. For residential repairs or new installs, Basio is on your team and keeps your household running, offering free estimates and emergency 24-hour service.
Run into the playoffs of your life, or at least strut into work with new shoes from 6140 Run, now located on West Main in Galesburg, sending sincere congratulations to all area players. Shop now for the holidays to get the best selection of Hey Dude shoes, running shoes, and supplies at 6140 Run.
Corey Jensen and Kit Wilcox with Century 21 Affiliated would like to congratulate the A-Town Tornadoes on a great season. Truly a team to remember. If you're planning on selling or buying a home, contact Corey or Kit and put Galesburg's number one real estate team to work for you. Get two agents for the price of one.
Inflation mounting. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. Prices are climbing coast to coast just in time for the holidays. Fox's Lucas Thomason reports from the White House.
It's not often we get to talk turkey, but with inflation the highest it's been in 30 years, the cost of that bird is going to be the highest this century. Americans also feeling the squeeze at the pump. President Biden acknowledged it yesterday.
Do you ever think you'd be paying this much for a gallon of gas? In some parts of California, they're paying $4.50 a gallon.
The price of a 15-pound turkey has surged from $11 in 2018 to nearly $21 today. That's the highest in decades after a 25% jump in just the past year. And just about everything else you might need to make that Thanksgiving meal more complete. That eggnog will cost you. The price of eggs up nearly 30% in a year. Dessert, sugar's up 12%.
Meanwhile, Vice President Kamala Harris has laid flowers at a Paris memorial to mark the anniversary of Islamic State attacks that killed 130 people in the French capital 6 years ago. Her stop on Saturday at one of multiple night spots and sites attacked by gunmen and suicide bombers on November 13, 2015, closed out a four-day trip to France. She laid a bouquet of ivory flowers at the foot of a victim's memorial and spoke to people inside the bar. And a legal win for former President Trump. More from Fox's Paul Stevens.
A New York judge saying Friday that the Trump Organization does not have to pay millions of dollars in legal bills for Donald Trump's former attorney, Michael Cohen. Cohen sued the Trump Organization for not making good on a promise to pay legal costs resulting from his work. The judge, however, said that Cohen failed to prove the bills he incurred are related to conduct done in his capacity as an employee of the Trump Organization. Cohen pleaded guilty back in 2018 that he lied to Congress about a Trump project in Russia and also lied about making illegal hush money payments to women to help Trump's 2016 election campaign. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
America is listening to Fox News.
We'll
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. There is always someone doing something stupid somewhere. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Join me, Jason Chaffetz, every Wednesday as I shed light on the news and make some predictions along the way. You never know who will drop in. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
Pop star Britney Spears' conservatorship is now over. Fox's Christina Coleman has the details from Los Angeles.
This is the first time that Britney will wake up free of a conservatorship in nearly 14 years after a brief hearing. A California judge terminated this legal arrangement, and it was a big moment for the pop star. She tweeted, "Good God, I love my fans so much, it's crazy. I think I'm going to cry the rest of the day. Best day ever. Praise the Lord. Can I get an amen? Hashtag Freed Britney." Yep, she wrote Freed Britney, not Free Britney, like her fans have been posting all year long as part of this massive Free Britney movement. They were very excited. They wanted the 39-year-old mother of two to be allowed to control her own personal affairs and her roughly $60 million fortune.
And SpaceX launched 53 Starlink satellites into orbit from Florida on Saturday. A Falcon 9 rocket lifted off from Cape Canaveral Space Force Station and deployed the satellites about 16 minutes after launch. The rocket Its reusable first stage successfully returned and landed on the drone ship in the Atlantic Ocean. Starlink is a satellite-based global internet system that SpaceX has been building for years to bring internet access to underserved areas of the world. Meanwhile, Disney previews some Marvel superhero content.
The voice in your head, it devours you.
Moon Knight starring Oscar Isaac is a fairly dark comic book live-action series about a man with dissociative identity disorder and a taste for violence. It's one of several new series that were previewed during Disney Day, which celebrated the two-year anniversary of the streamer Disney+. Also previewed, Miss Marvel starring Iman Vellani as Kamala Khan, a young Muslim American girl with extraordinary powers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
And She-Hulk stars Orphan Black's Tatiana Maslany as the female version of the Hulk. Michelle Foligno, Fox News.
I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
The entire staff at City Select Motors wishes the A-Town Tornadoes the best of luck in today's playoff game. It's quite an accomplishment and something to be proud of. Congratulations to the players, coaches, cheerleaders, and fans from City Select Motors on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Tompkins State Bank is proud to help sponsor this broadcast and is rooting for an A-Town Tornadoes win. It's exciting times like this when the community comes together to congratulate and support the youth of Avon and Abingdon. Tompkins State Bank, community-minded, customer-focused, member FDIC.
This is Carrie Walters, director of Hinchliffe Pearson West, with locations in Galesburg and Abingdon. We proudly support A-Town football. At Hinchliffe Pearson West, we understand the importance of a great team. So from our team to yours, best of luck. We know you can go all the way.
As the A-Town Tornadoes take the field for another exciting round of high school playoff action, Nutrien Ag Solutions wants to express their support for all the A-Town Tornado athletes. Your hard work and dedication has paid off, and when area farmers take to their fields, they can trust Nutrien Ag Solutions for access to best-in-class solutions and services to help lead the field this season and beyond. Innovation, superior science, sustainable ag, and local expertise. That's Nutrien Ag Solutions, your ag retailer of the future. Visit NutrienAgSolutions.com.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's David Gascon.
I was 14-6. Michigan was leading Penn State, and then all of a sudden, Penn State's offense woke up. Nittany Lions now leading this ballgame 17-14. Sean Clifford, a touchdown pass with under 6 minutes to play in regulation. Michigan's only loss this season was they blew a 16-point lead at Michigan State. So keep an eye on that. Alabama well on their way, and they just closed out New Mexico State 59-3. Oklahoma trailing Baylor 24-14, 2:10 to play in regulation. Mississippi State 36-28 over number 17 Auburn. Wisconsin pummeled Northwestern by 28. Florida 63, Samford 52. This ball game's in the fourth quarter now. Louisville beat Syracuse. Clemson over UConn. L.A. Rams wide receiver Robert Woods done for the season with a torn ACL. Damian Harris is now downgraded to out.
Looking for Cornbread, a memoir by author Joe Paradise, is a must read. From a cramped apartment in Watauga to growing up in Avon, Paradise's life is richly detailed in this coming-of-age account of Midwest America in the 50s and 60s. Get your copy at Wordsmith Bookshop or at Amazon.com.
Boone's Tax and Bookkeeping Services congratulates the 8-Town Tornadoes on a football season for the ages, recognizing the preparation that leads to success. If your household, farm, or small business needs professional tax preparation and bookkeeping, look to Boone's on Western Avenue in Abingdon.
Thanksgiving Dinner to Go is available for order now at Big Cat's Barbecue in Knoxville. Dinner for 10 includes a smoked turkey, two large sides of mashed potatoes and gravy, plus three sides and dessert for $150. Find the menu on the Big Cat's Barbecue Facebook page and order by this Wednesday with a $50 deposit to pick up on Thanksgiving.
There's nothing like the excitement of high school football, and Basio Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning proudly supports the A-Town Tornadoes and their playoff run. For residential repairs or new installs, Basio is on your team and keeps your household running, offering free estimates and emergency 24-hour service.
Mostly cloudy today, high of 39. Slight chance of rain or snow overnight tonight, a low of 31. And tomorrow, some sunshine with a high of 40. It's 34.
Live coverage of the A-Town Tornadoes in the state football playoffs continues on Country 94.9 FM 95.
Welcome back to Colfax, Ridgeview Lexington High School, the location. Brad Benowitz, Sean Hickey, Jake Miller with you. 37-12 is the Mustangs' lead over the A-Town Tornadoes. Can only imagine what the discussion was like among the coaching staff, among the players at the half. They've got to find a way to get some defensive stops. Certainly the offense, if you're looking for a team that is capable of coming back from a 25-point halftime deficit, A-Town has the offensive capability and the quick strike ability to do that, but they've got to find ways to make some defensive stops. Let's take a look at our first half statistics. A-Town, 81 yards on the ground, 12 carries. Easton Schissler, the leading rusher in the game, 6 carries for 70 yards. Schissler was 7 of 15 passing, with 2 interceptions. The first one more damaging than the second one, although Ridgeview Lexington did score after both of them. But the first interception back in the first quarter, late in the first quarter, set up Ridgeview Lexington at the A-Town 27-yard line, and Mustangs pushed it into the end zone, not even a minute into the second quarter. Parker Stone King has a 35-yard touchdown reception. That was the first score of the game for either team. Drake DeJanes has a 3-yard touchdown run. A-Town has not converted either of the extra point opportunities. For Ridgeview Lexington, 193 yards on the ground and 26 carries. Caden Farrell, 3 touchdowns, 15 carries for 81 yards. Logan Friedmanski has a 26-yard touchdown run. He's carried it 4 times for 64 yards. And the quarterback, Carter Kaufman, 7 carries for 46 yards. Kaufman has 1 pass in the game, a 56-yard touchdown to Ben Peacock. So we're ready to get this one underway here in the second half. A couple of other scores to share with you. Lena Winslow and Fulton, the winner of this game, gets the winner of that game in the semifinals next week. And Lena Winslow up big, an 18-point lead in that one over Fulton, 32-14. And at the half, Downs Tri-Valley leads Farmington 20-6. Ready to start the second half here. Farrell back along with Friedmanski. Line drive kick up the near side, taken on a scoop, and then Friedmanski gets a hand on it, loses it, can't corral it out of bounds, right at about the 20-yard line. So let's see what Abingdon Avon shows defensively here to start the second half, and if they can come up with a big defensive stop here to set the tone.
Nice break for the Tornadoes there. The kick was hit kind of out of bounds, but the guy was trying to make a play on it, went off his hands and out of bounds. So instead of that being a procedure penalty, with the touch and the ball goes out of bounds, and the Mustangs will take off here. Where are they, Brad? In the 20-yard line?
Looks like they're going to scoot it back to about the 18.
18.
Be the worst starting field position, I think, except for the
interception.
The interception in the end zone.
Well, that would put it at the 20, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, with all the tight ends and everybody packed in tight. Play on the ground to Caden Farrell running right. He'll pick up close to five on first down.
Double tight, power eye formation there. What we saw in the first two drives, they put together, able to move the ball. Certainly it seems to be the game plan. Not many changes here for the Mustangs coming out of halftime.
Just everything on schedule, right? When you get 5 yards on first down, it opens everything up.
Right.
Just staying on schedule, taking their time, running the clock. Their offense is built to have a lead. I mean, it's built to keep a lead for sure.
I'm just going to milk the clock here in this half.
Out of the eye. Again, handoff to the tailback, and a stop made, but a first down for the Mustangs. Farrell gets close to the 29-yard line. So this is a team coming in, this Ridgeview Mustangs team, that had to win its last two games of the regular season to get into the playoffs at 5-4. There's only five teams in their half of the Heart of Illinois Conference, what they call the Heart of Illinois Small School side. So they were not playoff eligible by virtue of being conference champions, because the IHSA says you have to have at least six teams in your conference in order to take a conference champion. Talk a little bit more about it on first down from the 29 here. Hand off to the right side, patiently waiting, finding his way through Farrell for a pickup of close to six on first down. So they're 3-4, and they started off losing two of their first three games. But here's what they've done since week four. They've won 42-0. Then they lost a one-point game to El Paso Gridley, a team that made the playoffs. Then they shut out the next opponent, Gibson City Melvin Sibley, 20-0. Then they lost another one-point game to Eureka, which also made the playoffs. Shut out their last two regular season opponents, 43-0 and 51-0, and then put 81 points on the board in their first two playoff games. Tell me this team was not playing well coming into this game. This is not your typical 5-4 team coming into the playoffs. On a gain of four on second, now it's going to bring up third and one.
All coaches know this. It's not about, you know, the thing with football is you're not automatically qualified for the playoffs, like in basketball, like in baseball. But they are playing well, and they're playing well at the right time. Some of this is also attributed to you lose your quarterback in week one to a broken collarbone. You know, there's some of that that's kind of going on here. But as they go here on first down, or second down, excuse me, get the first down.
To the right side goes Farrell. He's over 100 yards rushing in the game, by the way.
Right, but it's, some of that is just like settling in on your personnel, and you lose a couple one-point games in there. But other than that, you know, basically no blemishes. And they are rocking and rolling here at the right time, deep into the playoffs now. And just their running game, this is tough to stop. This is going to be tough for any team to stop. You got to be able to hold up on the inside without putting too many guys down on the defensive line, because they can go inside and they can go outside, and they prove they can throw the ball when they want to as well.
First down Mustangs from their own 43-yard line. We're already 3 minutes into the second quarter. Five straight plays on the ground. And they'll go play six on the ground. Friedmanski on the sweep to the outside. Cuts up field. Room to run up the near sideline. And
penalty
a touchdown saving tackle up the near sideline at the 30-yard line as Mikey Webb chased him down. Let's see what the flag is. Flag down back at the A-Town 40-yard line.
Holding.
Yeah, Tanner Clockengay was already pointing back. So the 10-yard penalty was 7 yards past the first down marker. So it's going to end up being about first and three here.
It's really an odd place with the line of scrimmage where it was to have a hold that far downfield.
Well, that's true, too.
Usually that's area of a block in the back.
So the 10-yard holding penalty, only the third of the game.
That's the other thing. These guys are disciplined, man. We've seen, you know, very few penalties. There's been no false starts. It's just been that one little quarterback center exchange issue that happens to everybody. I mean, these guys are disciplined. They're showing right now that they're not going to beat themselves in any way, shape, or form either.
An awful long discussion going on among the officiating crew here for
a hold, yeah.
For a holding penalty. I don't know if the discussion is over where the spot is and where they're going to walk it off from.
These guys taking a long time to discuss every penalty that they've thrown, right? We've seen some, they got talked into a late hit penalty, the long
That's
discussions
right.
on the point after attempts.
So kind of what we thought. 7 yards past the first down marker where the flag was down. So then back it up 10 yards. So it'll be first and three from the 50. And back to what we're talking about with Ridgeview Lexington after this play. Out of the gun this time. Play fake on the keeper. Running right. Kaufman, first down and more to the A-Town 40, inside the 40 where the stop is made, and they move the chains again.
It's one of the rare times, Jake, where they pulled the backside guard or tackle on that play. It's basically a quarterback counter.
Yeah, this is the same play they ran the only other time they were in the guard in the first half, to the same side, exact same play. On that play, you know, that was kind of the same result. Quarterback gained a good bit of yard. There was a horse collar play, you know, penalty on top of that one, too.
So back to what Hal Chioda was talking about at the beginning of the season with this junior-dominated team, his quote to the Bloomington Pantograph back at the beginning of the season, what I see happening with our team is we're going to be a lot better as we keep playing. We have a lot of juniors. They basically played two games last year. Half of them was out because of COVID. They really haven't gotten to play much and experience the exciting part of football. Well, they're experiencing it here, leading big on A-Town. And a rare stop as the play, Farrell running right to left and has to force to cut up field and goes for a short gain of maybe a yard. But leading by 25 here, 4.5 minutes into the second half.
Nice stop there is number 60, Tanner Clockengay, coming up, making a good play there on a speed play to the outside. And again, we had nice play outside by Chris Wood, setting the edge and allowing the inside people to do some work.
So the last four running plays on the ground, Cal Thomas, Logan Friedmanski, the quarterback, Carter Kaufman, and now back to Caden Farrell. So mixing it up a little bit more on the ground than what we saw in the first half when Farrell ran it 15 times for 81 yards and three touchdowns. Out of the shotgun. Here's Kaufman again, rolling right. A-Town surrounds him. Short gain. Mm-hmm. Very short gain. It'll bring up third and long, maybe just a yard.
Now, that's more of what we should be seeing from A-Town defense. As a three-front, okay, the linebacker is going to be reading the guards. And this play here is the quarterback counter. Is both guards are pulling and going out. Maybe you want to call it a sweep, whatever it is, but the quarterback's keeping it. Guards are pulling. This time, the nice reads by the inside linebackers for A-Town. Come Phil, make a nice play, gain of one, and third down and eight.
You know, I see that the only real strategy here that is working so far is you completely abandon your quarterbacks to your corners, your DBs, to stop the passing game one-on-one, and you just commit 100% to this running attack.
This is only the fourth time in the game that the Mustangs have faced third down. Third and eight from the A-Town 38. Play fake rolling right. Kaufman dumps it off. Picked off by A-Town. Far sideline by DeJanes.
Yep.
And returns it close to the 50-yard line. And the first turnover of the game by the Mustangs. And A-Town gets its first defensive stop and has the ball just short of midfield.
Jake, you're just talking about the corner selling out to come up for the run. That play action, there are two guys wide open, 20 yards downfield. You're the closest one to cover them, I think.
Right, yeah. And if you can get to the pressure, if you can pressure the quarterback like they did there before, you can get that throw off. But you're right. You just got to, I think at this point, abandon the passing game, really. Just sell out on the run, and you got to take your gambles, take your shots right now when you got this score.
And for the remaining 6 minutes of quarter number three, A-Town with a win at its back. Schisler on the keeper up the middle. Behind his line, gets tackled right at the 45-yard line. He'll pick up six on first down. Our thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to Colfax today. And for the first time, we hit the road in the playoffs. And A-Town Engineers, a big comeback. We'd certainly like to follow them for a couple more weeks, if at all possible. And anywhere we go on the road, Galesburg Nissan providing our transportation. And our many thanks to Jeff Plink and the folks at the corner of Carl Sandburg Drive and North Henderson Street for getting us where we need to go. Second and four, A-Town out of the gun. Schisler looking left, throws left, complete to Hook. First down and stopped on the far sideline, stays on his feet. What'd you see down there, Jake?
Well, Schisler's slow to get up, but he's up and he's moving around, kind of holding his shin. But he makes a good pitch and catch there. Again, they've played off coverage on the outside. Throw a 5-yard hitch, get a 10-yard gain.
Yep.
Gain of 7 to the 38-yard line of Ridgeview Lexington. And Hook getting out of bounds to stop the clock. In addition to moving the chains. Second reception of the day for Kellen Hook for 17 yards. Only three receivers have caught the ball for A-Town in this game. Schistler to pass again. Far sideline. Hook again. Going for the marker. He'll be stopped short but out of bounds at about the 30-yard line. Stops the clock with 5:09 to go. And we see a bit of the A-Town strategy here to try to protect some clock down 25 and almost like a two-minute offense to try to work its way back into the game here.
And something that we saw A-Town do last week was a hitch and go. I don't think they completed that pass, but they're setting it up here. I mean, they've hit these short routes, and eventually they're going to tighten up.
Easton Schistler at 100 yards passing in the game now after that 8-yard reception. Flushed out of the pocket this time. Escapes a tackle, tripped up in the backfield. Now he'll keep it. Tucks it in, gets the first down, and pushed out of bounds short of the 20-yard line of Ridgeview Lexington. And Schistler just tucked it into his pocket and moves the chains on his own after the coverage or after the protection broke down.
That's going to be there, man, because they are only rushing three for the last couple of offensive plays here for A-Town. They're only rushing three down linemen at this point. So Schistler's going to be able to take off whenever he wants. He's just had his eyes downfield trying to make a play with his arm.
Eight carries, 86 yards in the game for the Tornadoes quarterback. 4:59 to go third quarter. The A-Town defense held, got an interception, took over just short of the 50, has now moved the ball down to the Mustangs' 20-yard line. Last time in this part of the field, A-Town turned it over in the end zone on a pick. Handoff to DeJanes. He'll pick up five. Looks like the ball popped free at the end.
Big pile.
They're calmed down, but no?
Yeah, it looks like they're going to untuck. Oh, the Mustangs got it back. The ball popped free at the end of the play. Somebody knocked it loose out of the hands of DeJanes. And I guess it's Cale Hoffman who comes up with it off the bottom of the pile for Ridgeview Lexington. Looked like there were more white jerseys when they unpiled it, but somehow the blue jerseys of the Mustangs got in there. A-Town turns it over for the third time, and now both teams start the second half giving it up. That's a killer. Down 25 with 4:47 to go in the third quarter.
That one hurts.
Third turnover of the game for A-Town. Again, hadn't turned it over in the postseason. So after the fumble, on the ground, and another good stop by the A-Town defense. Short gain on first down by Farrell. Going to give him a yard. That's his 22nd carry of the game, 104 yards.
Yeah, I'd be surprised here, you know, with the result of the last drive that you see, unless that, you know, something crazy happens with the score, I'd be surprised if the Mustangs put the ball in the air anymore. Even in third and long, they might just hand it off, be content to punt. So A-Town right now with a lot of adjustments and a lot of guys in the box to stop the run.
No free safety.
With the player's breath showing on this cold day. Penetration in the backfield, and they wrap up Farrell behind the line of scrimmage. And that'll be stopped for a loss. DeJanes in on the play. Mikey Webb.
Clockingay was the one who had the first contact.
Give him no gain. Thought it was going to be a loss. No gain. Third and nine. So Ridgeview Lexington faces third down for the third time in this quarter. They didn't face third down three times the entire first half. Down to 3.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. A-Town needing another defensive stop. The previous two turnovers in the game by the Tornadoes. The ensuing possession, the Mustangs scored. A-Town can't afford to let them keep this drive alive here, down 25. Rolling right, they will pass on third down. The quarterback, Kaufman, rolling right. He's going to keep it himself for a first down up the far sideline across the 35-yard line, and they'll move the chains as Kaufman keeps it. And for the really only the second time in this game, not on a quarterback sneak. Just getting to the outside.
I don't know how much he wanted to throw that ball anyway.
Not at all. That's exactly what I was going to say. There was one receiver in the route, and he was not at any point in time really interested in throwing that football. So,
basically a naked boot.
Yep. It's designed to look like a pass, but that was run 100%.
Goes as a gain of 19 up to the 35-yard line. And the drive stays alive here with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. 37-12. Is the Ridgeview Lexington lead. First time this team has made the playoffs since 2012, and they're into round three. on the sweep. Friedmanski again, right to left, trying to get to the edge. And good pursuit by the A-Town defense to track him down for a very short gain on first down. Chris Woods, Drake DeJanes chase him down. It'll be a gain of just a yard.
The adjustments being made up front now are proven to be effective here. A-Town doing a better job. We haven't seen them, you know, stop these kinds of plays at all in the first half. And right now, having a lot more success. You look at Schisler, he's out there playing defense right now, and it's just kind of a go-for-broke type of situation here as stops have to be made.
Jake, they're putting nine guys in the box. They're taking out the free safety.
Yeah.
brought an extra lineman in, and you just have the two corners that are playing basically man-to-man.
Second and nine. The toss, trying to get to the outside. Farrell, a little bit of a hole, gets through it, and he's got the first down as he crosses the 45. First down marker at the 46, and that's right where the stop was made. Haven't moved the chains yet. There they go.
There they go.
So 4 yards short of midfield after the 9-yard gain. New set of downs for the Mustangs. Just chewing up clock. Field after the fumble recovery at the 15-yard line. They've taken five plays to move it 31 yards and a new set of downs with a minute 45 to go in the third quarter. And they don't need to score. Leading by 25, doing everything they need to do to secure this game, just taking time off the clock. The toss to Farrell, trying to get the outside, cuts up field, slips one tackle, breaks free, another first down into A-Town territory inside the 45-yard line.
A-Town, a good job of stopping the play the way it was designed to go, to the outside of the offensive right. Farrell, just a great job to hit the back lane and did a lot of that on his own.
Yeah, nice cut there, put his cleats in the grass and got upfield, able to get that first down. Really engineered that himself once the A-Town Tornadoes stopped him. Like Jake said, upfield he went and he got the first down.
Picks up another 11. First down at the Tornado 43-yard line. Will be under a minute to go in the third quarter by the time this snap is made. Out of the eye. And the quarterback keeper up the middle, and A-Town stops that one for a short gain, stopping him at about the 45, and then or 40 rather, and then pushing him right. And Kaufman pops up. Heads to the sideline to get the play. It'll be second and about seven.
This will probably be the last play here of the third quarter, a very quick third quarter.
Kaufman's approaching 100 yards rushing now as well. You got Farrell at 124, Friedmanski at 82, and Kaufman at 80 after that three-yard gain. Second and seven from the Tornado 40, and the A-Town jumps off sides.
That's a nose guard. The ball is right in front of him.
Yeah.
No signal yet, I'm assuming. Yep, there's the 5-yard walk-off against A-Town. First penalty of the second half against the Tornadoes. 47 yards, so that now makes it second and two. And still,
they do not have to snap this.
Yeah, they don't have to snap it.
And they won't.
So, a scoreless third quarter. A-Town is not able to dent the lead. And the score remains 37-12. Ridgeview Lexington on top. 12 minutes to go in the Class 1A quarterfinal game from Colfax when we come back on FM 95.
Roses are red, violets are blue. The A-Town Tornadoes are coming for you. Okay, we aren't very good at poetry, but what we are good at is helping you with all your fresh floral and gift needs. Garden Gate Florist and Gifts, where we're proud of our A-Town Tornadoes.
The entire staff at City Select Motors wishes the A-Town Tornadoes the best of luck in today's playoff game. It's quite an accomplishment and something to be proud of. Congratulations to the players, coaches, cheerleaders, and fans from City Select Motors on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
WGIL Sports, bringing you Tornadoes football on Country 94.9 FM 95.
12 minutes to go in the Class 1A quarterfinal game from Colfax. Brad Benowitz, Sean Hickey, Jake Miller with you. Brian Prescott, our broadcast engineer. Second and two is what the Mustangs face from the A-Town 35-yard line. Still maintain A-Town has the offensive capability to score four touchdowns in this quarter, which is what they would have to do down 25 but they got to get some defensive stops. They got a defensive stop in the third quarter, couldn't turn it into any points. And even then, they had the ball only a minute and 13 seconds of the third quarter before A-Town lost the ball on a fumble at the Mustangs' 15-yard line. Toss play. Farrell cut back toward the middle, gets into the secondary. It's a foot race with Slagle, and he takes it all the way to the house. A dagger before halftime, and a couple nails in the coffin now, I'm afraid.
No, nice cut, you know, cut back again. A-Town there, able to turn him inside. It's just, you know, you see a running back that had 1,800 yards coming into this postseason, and obviously he's able to create and get some things done on his own, and he does right there, able to cut back, hit that lane, and enough speed to take it to the house.
For the first time this season, Caden Farrell with a 4-touchdown game, and it's now 43-12, 9 seconds into the fourth quarter. And again, movement on the line. And if that's against A-Town, it'll be the third time they've been whistled for a penalty on the extra point, on the extra point attempt. Conversation going on in the middle. Here's the call. Yep, it's against A-Town. But
I think at this point,
43-12, you just still kick the ball, right?
Coach is going to kick it.
So that puts A-Town over 50 yards in penalties now. Peacock has made his previous extra point attempts. Low snap, but it's corralled, it's kicked, it's good. And 44-12 now. Ridgeview Lexington on top, 11:51 to play in the game on FM 95.
It is truly a pleasure to watch a great team like the A-Town Tornadoes take the field. From everyone at Woodrum Auto and Macomb, congratulations on this incredible season. And when you want reliability in your vehicle and your dealership, shop Woodrum Auto at the far end of East Jackson Street in Macomb.
It's a goodie if you got it from Woody.
Thanksgiving Dinner to Go is available for order now at Big Cat's Barbecue in Knoxville. Dinner for 10 includes a smoked turkey, two large sides of mashed potatoes and gravy, plus three sides and dessert for $150. Find the menu on the Big Cat's Barbecue Facebook page and order by this Wednesday with a $50 deposit to pick up on Thanksgiving.
I know.
A-Town Tornadoes football on Country 94.9 FM 95.
An eight-play scoring drive for Ridgeview Lexington. The Mustangs march at 85 yards downfield. They take 4 minutes 56 seconds off the clock. Caden Farrell's fourth touchdown run of the game. And the extra point makes it 44-12. 159 yards rushing for Caden Farrell and four touchdowns. So every turnover that A-Town has made in this game, the Mustangs on the ensuing possession have scored. That's 22 points they put on the board after A-Town turnovers. A kickoff, a squib kick up the middle, taken on a friendly bounce by Clay Slagle. Gets down low, crosses the 30-yard line, and not much more. Again, our thanks to Galesburg Nissan, providing our transportation to Colfax, as they have been with us all season long on our Galesburg High School broadcast games as well on WGIL. Thanks to Galesburg Nissan helping us out. And, of course, don't forget about the lifetime warranty, the lifetime powertrain warranty, the drivetrain. Anything with 50,000 miles or less that you purchase at Galesburg Nissan, 5 years old or less, all qualifies for that lifetime warranty. Best deal in town at Galesburg Nissan, corner of Carl Sandburg Drive and North Henderson Street. Schistler on first down, flushed out of the pocket, going long, intended for Stone King, incomplete at the Mustang 40-yard line.
Well, we identify this, this is only their second offensive possession this half, but the first try they had in this half was the Mustangs are doing a three-man front. They're rushing three, and still with that three-man front, they're getting pressure on. And I think what's happening here is it's not a a situation where they're not blocking him. It's a coverage situation. You know, they'd be, if they get a sack here, it's going to be what known as a coverage sack, because the Mustangs have dropped guys back and they've got a whole bunch of people in the zone. They're manning up. They've got all sorts of things that they can do defensively when they're only rushing three guys. That means eight guys in coverage.
The Janes lined up to the right of Schistler. Now maybe a change in the play call from the sideline. Schistler with a quick hitter to the right side, complete to Clay Slagle. His first reception of the game goes for a gain of 7. Slagle was targeted one time earlier. That's an indication of the downfield coverage. That's the first reception that Slagle has made in this game.
Yeah, lining Slagle up there in the slot as the number two receiver. Again, just when you've seen those hitches, it's been to the outside receiver. Right now, making an adjustment, throwing that hitch to the number two receiver.
And it's second and three.
The two backers are doing what's called banjo. They're doing a banjo. The guys in back. One's going to take the quarterback, and one's going to take the running back.
DeJanes trying to get to the outside. Escapes one tackle up high around the shoulders and gets the first down with a second effort across the 45 to the 47-yard line. Yep. So a third down conversion for A-Town. They are now 3-for-6 in the game, which is a good percentage, but not showing up on the scoreboard, down 32 here with 10:45 to go.
And they'll have the numbers to do that the rest of this quarter. They'll be able to run the football against this defense. It's just that, you know, that's what Ridgewood wants them to do at this point.
Yeah, they're happy to give you that.
Back to pass and back to the other direction, complete to DeJanes. It was almost picked off. DeJanes bounces off one defender but stopped out of bounds, and it'll go as a gain of just a yard. Over the outstretched hands of a defender.
Very close, because if he gets that, there's no one to stop him, because he is on a full head of steam heading to the end zone.
And 32-point game. One more score for Ridgeview makes a continuous clock, too. And that was that close to that happening. So it goes as just a gain of a yard, second and 9. Fifth reception of the day for DeJanes. Schistler flushed out of the pocket, rolling right, pointing, directing, throwing it high, up for grabs, and out of bounds at the 30-yard line downfield. Brings up third and 9.
Good decision there. He had nothing. There were guys, you know, covering up. He just, you know, there's only so many routes. They've run so many plays here that their out combinations are starting to get a little bit predictable, I think, here for the Mustang defense. And so they're jumping routes, and Schistler's doing a good job of making sure he's not just going to throw it into the waiting arms of a defender. It's going to be a tough against this defense, or, you know, the eight defenders right now, it's going to be tough to throw the ball.
Third and 9, A-Town. From the 48-yard line, short of midfield. Schistler looking right, throws behind Slagle and picked off. Picked off by Jacob Whitehill with a little dive forward. Fourth turnover of the game for the Tornadoes.
Some miscommunication there. Slagle and Schistler were not on the same page. Slagle goes in. Schistler's expecting him to go out. And it results in the interception.
Yeah, I think Slagle was trying to find the softer part in his zone.
Yeah.
A little more of the inside, and I think it was there, but the ball was thrown behind him.
10:13 to go in the game. Ridgeview Lexington takes over from its own 47-yard line, leading 44-12. Fourth turnover of the game by the Tornado. Second this half. Two possessions, two turnovers, foiling any efforts at any possible comeback in the third and fourth quarters. They'll go on the ground to Farrell. Slowed down, dragged down by the jersey. Still fights his way forward to the 50 for a gain of 3. And, you know, unless they just break off a big play, which they've done a couple times in this game, it wouldn't be out of the realm of possibility that they could just run the final 10 minutes off the clock.
Just hold on to this thing, you know, yeah.
They've got the kind of offense to do it, and they've controlled the line of scrimmage the whole game.
Well, Farrell's on the sideline now. I don't know if that's just a normal substitution.
Toss play to the right side. Friedmanski forced to cut to the inside, crosses the 50. Tackle just short of the 45-yard line of A-Town. We'll bring third and about 3.
You know, watching Friedmanski run, he gets his licks in too, right?
Yep.
He's not an easy that's not an easy substitution to have to deal with. So he's going to be back there at the tailback spot. Looks like they're keeping Farrell on the sideline at this point. And now's probably about the time you're going to start to see maybe a couple new jerseys out there for both teams. Maybe on this drive, maybe one more.
Well, I think that if
quarterback's different,
Mustangs are wanting to do something here that they're going to want to put in a...
Yep, Friedmanski spins off some tackles, tries to fight forward to the first down marker. He might have gotten stopped just short. Well, second effort got him close. He was slowed down in the backfield. He'll pick up two, and it'll be fourth and one.
I was saying, I wouldn't be surprised if the Mustangs want to continue to push you a little bit to get that running clock. It's a tough spot for as a coach because you're thinking, well, do we get some guys out? Don't want to get anybody hurt.
Yeah, the game's in hand. The running clock is just it's just icing on the cake at this point. But the game's well in hand.
Alec Thomas is the quarterback. I heard Jake mention that they've taken Carter Kaufman out of the game. So fourth and one with 8:13 to go in the game. They'll go to the first man through. Cal Thomas bounces to the outside, got the first down. So they'll move the chains on fourth down and keep the drive alive and continue to run clock, leading 44-12 as we approach 8 minutes to go in the game.
Yeah, we think about these guys here, the Mustangs moving forward, and, you know, this offense plays. It plays in any field conditions. It plays in any weather conditions. It's for them, it's going to be, you know, if the run does get stopped, do they have enough in the offensive arsenal to throw the ball when they need to? Any field, any conditions, this offense will work.
First down from the 42. They'll toss it to Friedmanski. Again, dragged down by the jersey from the backside. Chris Woods got a hold of him and wouldn't let go. They might have held Friedmanski to a loss on first down. If anything, back to the line of scrimmage, but barely.
Yeah, one of the very few negative plays that we've seen today. If any.
Yeah, even a fumble recovery they had on a bad snap, they turned it into at least getting back to the line of scrimmage. That was back earlier in the second quarter.
Some A-talent substitutions here. We have Ronan Pompeo is in.
Second and 10. Thomas, the quarterback, looks around behind him. Now tosses to Friedmanski, trying to get to the outside. Good pursuit by A-Town. And a stop for no gain again, trying to get to the outside. And they cut off the angle, and it'll be third and 10. And I think the only reason Friedmanski's into the game is to the chance to get him to 100 yards.
Yeah, possibly.
Otherwise, that's somebody else probably that Coach Hal Kyoto probably doesn't want out there at this stage of the game.
Also for the Tornadoes, we see number 23, Brennan Scott, on the line here.
Taking a lot of time here to run the play in from the sideline, work the clock down, 6:15 to go in the game. Third and 10 Mustangs out of the eye, and they did not get the snap off in time. Saw the back judge counting, and right as he hit five, he dropped the flag, so they'll back it up 5 yards to the A-Town 47-yard line. Back to that discipline issue, a rare penalty against the Mustangs, and one that really doesn't affect anything at this stage, only their fourth penalty of the game. The 6:08 to play, leading 44-12. Well, this might raise some eyebrows around the state, but with the top seed A-Town losing here today with 6 minutes to go in the game, but you look at what this Ridgeview-Lexington team has done the first two rounds of the playoffs, knocking off higher seeds. And here's, almost picked off by Darst with the pass play. Interesting that they went for it through the air, having thrown one interception already. It just went right through Darst's frigid fingers, incomplete. But you look at what they did. Rushville Industry was 7-2 coming into the playoffs, knocked them out 34-6. St. Bede last week was 8-2, knocked them out 47-20. I mean, the indications were there that this is a team that's playing its best football, as we talked about earlier in the broadcast. And they're getting it done here halfway through quarter number four, up 44-12.
Yeah, punt formation.
Yep.
First time.
Kellen Hook is deep for the Tornadoes.
Good snap, and they're going to rugby it and run it to the right side, and he's breaking free, trying to get to the first down, and now the push from behind is going to allow them to get the first down. As once he got through that initial hole, then the line got behind Evan Antonio. Pretty big already at 6'2", 220, and the line just pushed him forward for the first down.
Just for you guys to understand, Evan Antonio is the starting left tackle on the offensive line, right? And he's back there as their punter. And he's also plays linebacker for him. So obviously he can move, and he showed it there.
It goes as a gain of 17. And I would point out that Antonio does have one carry from earlier in the season, which clearly it would have been something very similar. And all that does is allow Ridgeview Lexington to take more time off the clock on the sweep to the outside, and a good chase down tackle on Cale Hoffman to the outside. The Stone King chased him down, trying to get to the edge, and pulled him down for a gain of just a couple.
Mm-hmm. So jet sweep here towards the Abedin sideline, and he had the edge for a second, but chased down from behind. Good alley run there for Stone King.
Clock rolling under 4:50 to go in the game. Second and 8 to the right side. Friedmanski stopped at about the 25. And now a late flag comes down into the defensive backfield. I think this one's going to be against A-Town.
I don't know.
Just saw it out of the corner of my eye.
Block downfield is a pancake block. I don't know. Guy's blocking the whistle.
Face mask against A-Town.
Yeah, I think as he was going to the ground, he kind of held onto a face mask and drug him down with him.
So Logan Friedmanski with a gain of a couple, and then the 15-yard penalty against A-Town. And certainly some frustrations showing.
Right.
10-1 season for the Tornadoes, the deepest either Abingdon or Avon or the consolidated Abingdon-Avon have ever gone in the playoffs, and then to have your season come down and end in the way that it's ending here. Lots of frustration picking up now with the ball at the 13-yard line and 4:20 to go in the game. Now dropping back into the gun. Thomas, the quarterback, is going to keep it himself, rolling left. Cuts up field inside the 10-yard line. Tackle made at about the 8.
Yeah, no intentions at all out of shotgun there to pass the ball. Just grab it and go.
So they'll mark Thomas down just inside the 10-yard line. 3:40 to go, and all the time in the world for the Mustangs. So they took over with 10:13 to play in the game. They have two fourth down conversions
this.
In this.
Quads.
So we got quads to the right. This is going to be a quarterback run. I'd almost bet on it.
Five-man front. A-Town scrambling defensively.
Pass.
They're going to come back for it. Friedmanski with a reception. Gets to the 10, going for the corner. He's out of bounds short of the goal line, but it'll be first and goal or very close to it.
I don't understand that.
Where are they going to spot it exactly? Spotted at about the 3, so it goes as a gain of 7.
I don't even know why you put that on film, knowing you got to play next week.
You have that.
In a 32-point ball game, why you even put that on film? But
run a play, get you out of bounds, stops the clock.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't get it.
So, third and about a foot. The snap, the handoff to Friedmanski, and he drives
not
the pile.
Yet.
There's the call.
There it is.
He does get the touchdown. Friedmanski finishes off the final 3 yards for his second touchdown of the game. And it's 50 to 12 with 3:14 to go in the game. So they'll line up to go for the extra point here.
Yeah, traditional lineup here. No interest in the 40 points. This will get them to 39.
The snap, the hold, good kick is good. 51-12, Ridgeview-Lexington, 3:14 to play in the game from Colfax on FM 95.
The entire staff at City Select Motors wishes the A-Town Tornadoes the best of luck in today's playoff game. It's quite an accomplishment and something to be proud of. Congratulations to the players, coaches, cheerleaders, and fans from City Select Motors on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Tompkins State Bank is proud to help sponsor this broadcast and is rooting for an A-Town Tornadoes win. It's exciting times like this when the community comes together to congratulate and support the youth of Avon and Abingdon. Tompkins State Bank, community-minded, customer-focused. Member FDIC.
Abingdon Avon High School football on Country 94.9 FM 95.
13-play scoring drive for Ridgeview-Lexington. Comes after the A-Town interception thrown at the 48-yard line. They move 53 yards downfield. One more second, they would have taken 7 minutes off the clock, which, of course, was far more the point of that drive. Just to take time off the clock. Getting it into the end zone at the end for them was a bonus. Now leading 51-12 with 3:13 to go in the game. And the run back by Slagle swarmed down at the 25-yard line on the kickoff return. So 3:09 to go in the season for the A-Town Tornadoes. Logan Friedmanski finishes off that scoring drive with a 3-yard run.
Well, we'll see here what Coach Quinn decides to do. Jake, I don't know what you would do here. We know the game's out of reach, right? So one of the things I would do is put the seniors back out there.
Yep.
Let them get a last hurrah with each other.
Wouldn't change much. Like you said, if there's a senior that isn't
if
a starter.
Not, right. Get him in.
Might get him in. Yep, absolutely.
Play this game out. Have some fun with it.
Three in the backfield now. Schistler hands off to Darst, running right. As this drive starts from the 25-yard line, and again, not three on first down. We wind under 3 minutes to go in the season for the Tornadoes. Been a fun run, fellas.
It has.
Appreciate all of our sponsors for allowing us to do this and bring the action to you folks here on FM 95. Get high school football back on FM 95 for bringing back some old traditions. City Select Motors, Garden Gate Florist and Gifts in Abingdon. The A-Town Athletic Booster Club, Diamond Ag, and Dave's Auto Body. Gain of 4 for Darst on first down. Run the next play. Hand off to the left side to James, trying to get to the outside. Some lead blockers in front of him. Dives for the 35-yard line. That's right where the sticks are if he got it.
You know, for guys like you, Sean, and I, you know, to what we experience every Friday night and, you know, the creature comforts that we get in, you know, the facilities and things to experience a little bit of small school football and the things that we saw. You know, we get here. I asked some fans earlier, you know, what time did you guys get here? And they beat us by an hour and a half. They've been here since 10. They're decorating their side. The fence on their side, there's, you know, signs everywhere. It's just stuff that you don't see as we get another run play. Looks like
DeJanes.
Is that DeJanes again?
Yep.
It's just stuff you don't normally see, you know, on a typical Friday night that we don't normally see. You know, this is typical for these guys. And, you know, I was in some towns, some small towns today I've never been in. And it's just, you know, a little, I'll say it again, you know, this is a little slice of Americana here, this playoff football experience, especially here in the small school atmosphere.
Playing in the snow at times.
Yeah. Giving old Mikey Webb a carry
sure
here. Good for Mike.
Mikey Webb picks up 5, and it'll be 3rd and 1. Again, please send your thanks to these folks for helping us bring you this playoff run. Tompkins State Bank at Avon, Abingdon, Knoxville, and Galesburg. Ace Roofing and Construction. The Abingdon Banking Center. Boone's Tax and Bookkeeping Services. Also, Basio Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. 3rd and 1 for A-Town. Up the middle, Darst, first down. That'll stop the clock with 53 seconds to go. Also, our thanks to author Joe Paradise, author of the new book, Looking for Cornbread. 6140 run. Your holiday shopping spot for Hey Dudes in Galesburg. Corey Jensen, member of the Kit Wilcox team with Century 21 affiliated. Also Nutri and Ag Solutions, Electromechanical Resources Incorporated. Thanks to Woodrum Auto Group, Accounting Systems Incorporated, Hinchla Pearson West, Big Cats Barbecue, and of course Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to Colfax.
A-Town calls a timeout here. Just some, you know, and just to extend this just a little bit, right? This is going to sting. This is going to hurt right now, but it's going to be a memory that they're going to cherish and they're going to have for the rest of their lives. You know, Sean and I probably remember. I know I remember. You know, our high school football stuff, and so this is something that you do want to hold on to. The feeling ain't good right now, but it's something they want to hold on to for as long as they can.
Well, not only that personally, but we also have it's a historic run. This is the first time in A-Town that you have this depth into the postseason. So, you know, you got a lot of good things going here for the Tornadoes.
Final 49 seconds.
Certainly nothing to be upset about.
Webb again with a carry, sweeping to the right side, crossing the 50-yard line.
Still on his feet.
And they'll move the ball into, well, now they're going to spot him down right at the 50.
Brings a smile to the sideline here a little bit.
Well, sure. I mean, the only time he's done that, I'm thinking, is probably in Madden.
Yeah. For that little hurdle yeah. Control there.
Yep. Whichever button that is, I don't know.
Circle, yeah, I'm sure you know, B. Sean. Don't lie. You know what button that is.
A R3, right thumbstick. That's your truck stick.
Uh-huh.
One more snap for the Tornadoes. 12 seconds to go in the season. Schistler, the handoff. Darst up the middle. First down and more into the secondary. And the tackle made inside the 35-yard line. Stops the clock with 4.5 seconds to go. One nice final run for Parker Darst. Down to the 35-yard line for a gain of 15. They'll move the chains. They'll set the ball. And the game is over. 51-12, the final. A-Town season ends. The top seed is out of the 1A playoffs, ending its historic run at 10-2. Ridgeview Lexington improves to 8-4 and moves on to the state semifinals next week against either Lena Winslow or Fulton. Postgame show coming up on FM 95.
The players, the cheerleaders, the coaches, the fans. It's the playoffs, and Tom and Teresa Irons and their staff at Accounting Systems wish the A-Town Tornadoes good luck today and congratulate them on a great season. Cheers to the A-Town Tornadoes from Accounting Systems in downtown Galesburg. It is truly a pleasure to watch a great team like the A-Town Tornadoes take the field. From everyone at Woodrum Auto and Macomb, congratulations on this incredible season. And when you want reliability in your vehicle and your dealership, shop Woodrum Auto at the far end of East Jackson Street in Macomb.
It's a goodie if you got it from Woody.
Tompkins State Bank is proud to help sponsor this broadcast and is rooting for an A-Town Tornadoes win. It's exciting times like this when the community comes together to congratulate and support the youth of Avon and Abingdon. Tompkins State Bank, community-minded, customer-focused. Member FDIC.
This is Carrie Walters, director of Hinchliff Pearson West, with locations in Galesburg and Abingdon. We proudly support A-Town football. At Hinchliff Pearson West, we understand the importance of a great team. So from our team to yours, best of luck. We know you can go all the way.
Thanksgiving Dinner to Go is available for order now at Big Cats Barbecue in Knoxville. Dinner for 10 includes a smoked turkey, two large sides of mashed potatoes and gravy, plus three sides and dessert for $150. Find the menu on the Big Cats Barbecue Facebook page and order by this Wednesday with a $50 deposit to pick up on Thanksgiving.
Boone's Tax and Bookkeeping Services congratulates the A-Town Tornadoes on a football season for the ages, recognizing the preparation that leads to success. If your household, farm, or small business needs professional tax preparation and bookkeeping, look to Boone's on Western Avenue in Abingdon.
There's nothing like the excitement of high school football, and Basio Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning proudly supports the A-Town Tornadoes in their playoff run. For residential repairs or new installs, Basio is on your team and keeps your household running, offering free estimates and emergency 24-hour service.
Mostly cloudy today, high of 39. Slight chance of rain or even snow overnight tonight, a low of 31. And tomorrow, some sunshine with a high of 40. It's 34.
FM 95.
Live coverage of A-Town football in the IHSA state playoffs continues with the City Select Motors postgame show on Country 94.9 FM 95.
Well, the run is over for the A-Town Tornadoes, but what a great run it's been. 51-12, the final here from Colfax against the Ridgeview Lexington Mustangs. But the senior leadership that this club has put together. I mean, again, we look down, four offensive players, first team all Lincoln Trail Conference. He got a couple first team defensive players in the all-conference, including the defensive player of the year in the Lincoln Trail, Leighton Damewood. Got three second-teamers defensively. Some honorable mention kids. And then, of course, the academic all-conference that we talked about with Coach Rick Quinn in the pregame show. It's just a fantastic year and a great run for this team. These certainly bring communities together, develop the sense of pride. And you certainly have seen it if you've been to if you've been through Abingdon, certainly. I haven't ventured to Avon. I haven't seen for myself down there, but we've seen the public display of enthusiasm. Again, 19 sponsors helped bring you this broadcast just this week alone, how people have rallied together. And it's been a great deal of fun watching these kids. And, boy, the folks who have traveled are lined up in a chute there, ready for their kids to come off the field and greet them and give them a great deal of love here coming off the field when they get done huddling up on the field. The folks who have made the trip over here are not going anywhere, and they are waiting for their kids to come off the field.
I don't think anybody's more proud right now than those parents who are lined up over
there.
You
betcha.
They've watched their kids grow up, and they've seen them play and work hard. And as I mentioned here in the last quarter, as the game was winding down, this is a historic season for them. And there's the results. And really, we have to think about this too. And in any level, Class 1 through 8A, there's only going to be one team that wins. There's going to be eight teams who's going to end the season feeling like they've been victorious. And so as they're finishing up here and they're going off, there's nothing to be ashamed about. I mean, it's a great season they've had put together. These seniors have had a fantastic run and really have set a nice tradition for those who come after them.
We anticipate getting a word with head coach Rick Quinn here, and we'll certainly give him all the time he needs in that huddle there on the field. So we can talk about our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game, and it came early when A-Town got its only lead of the game.
Right. I mean, that play at that point in time was a fourth down play. I'm really looking for a slant play to maybe get a first down is all they're looking for at that point in time. But got the reception and a nice run up field by Mr. Stone King. What do you think, Jake?
Yeah, if you're looking for a big play, they did open up after all the scoring that took place here for the Mustangs. But A-Town does open up with the lead on that big fourth down play. And so as far as the spirit of the word goes, I mean, to get on the board first usually is a good omen. It didn't work out that way today for A-Town, but that play, that slant play, that catch and run, it was a 6-yard pass that he turned into a major gain downfield. So absolutely, I agree. Stone King would be my pick as well.
And again, it came on a fourth down play as well that got A-Town on top 6-0. And Coach Rick Quinn talked about want to get off to a fast start, and that enabled them to do it. Unfortunately, the defense most of the game just could not stop Ridgeview Lexington. 51-12 the final. We'll continue our post-game coverage when we come back on FM 95.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
This is Carrie Walters, director of Hinchliffe Pearson West, with locations in Galesburg and Abingdon. We proudly support A-Town football. At Hinchliffe Pearson West, we understand the importance of a great team. So from our team to yours, best of luck. We know you can go all the way.
It is truly a pleasure to watch a great team like the A-Town Tornadoes take the field. From everyone at Woodrum Auto and Macomb, congratulations on this incredible season. And when you want reliability in your vehicle and your dealership, shop Woodrum Auto at the far end of East Jackson Street in Macomb.
It's a goodie if you got it from Woody.
The players, the cheerleaders, the coaches, the fans. It's the playoffs, and Tom and Teresa Irons and their staff at Accounting Systems wish the A-Town Tornadoes good luck today and congratulate them on a great season. Cheers to the A-Town Tornadoes from Accounting Systems in downtown Galesburg.
Electromechanical Resources Incorporated in Abingdon congratulates the A-Town Tornadoes on their run in the IHSA playoffs. Keep your farm and business running with EMR, offering new motors, repair, rewinding, and rebuild of motors for your operation for over 40 years.
Live coverage of the A-Town Tornadoes in the state football playoffs continues on Country 94.9 FM 95.
Let's run through our final statistics here from Colfax, 51-12, the final. Ridgeview Lexington ousts the A-Town Tornadoes. Easton Schisler, 8 carries, 86 yards. Drake DeJanes, 8 carries, 31 yards. Parker Darst, 4 carries, 25 yards. Clay Slagle had, well, 1 carry for minus 1. Mikey Webb, a couple of carries for 8 yards in the game. A-Town finishes, let's see, 111, 142, 150 yards on the ground in this game. Team's breaking huddle. We'll keep an eye out for head coach Rick Quinn. Jake, just holler if you see him headed your direction.
Yeah, I will.
Let's see. Schisler finished the game. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 11 of 22 passing, 108 yards, 3 interceptions. Parker Stone King, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, two receptions at 35-yard touchdown to open the game was our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Play of the Game. Drake DeJanes, 5 catches for 26 yards. Kellen Hook, 3 receptions for 25. Clay Slagle had a 7-yard catch. For Ridgeview Lexington, Caden Farrell, the leading rusher for either team, 27 carries for 162 yards, 4 touchdowns. Logan Friedmanski, 12 carries, 93 yards, 2 touchdowns. Carter Kaufman, 10 carries, 80 yards. The punter Antonio had a 17-yard fourth down conversion run. Jacob Whitehill ran it once for 2 yards. Cal Thomas, and as the backup quarterback, a couple of carries for 6 yards. And Alec Thomas had a 3-yard run. Carter Kaufman, 1 for 2 passing, an interception, and a 56-yard touchdown. Alec Thomas, 1 for 2 passing with 7 yards. Ben Peacock had the 56-yard touchdown reception. Logan Friedmanski had a catch for 7 yards. Take a final timeout, and again, we'll try to catch a word with Rick Quinn. Team still huddling up. Players, fans now out on the field greeting their kids, their close ones, and we'll get a word with head coach Rick Quinn. Hopefully when we come back to close things out. From Colfax on FM 95.
Successful farms start with strong roots, like the ones you'll find at Raritan State Bank. Rooted in the communities they've served for 100 years, they've had the joy of watching thousands of family farms flourish with the help of their partnership with 3 locations, Raritan, Abingdon, and Bushnell. They're proud to support the youth of our communities. Make sure your farming operation has roots deep enough to sustain your limitless growth. Raritan State Bank. Large enough to serve you, strong enough to protect you, and small enough to know you.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Looking for Cornbread, a memoir by author and Avon alum Joe Paradise, is a must read. Paradise has penned a triumphant tale of perseverance that pulls at the reader's heartstrings. From a cramped apartment in Watauga to growing up in Avon, life in Midwest America in the 50s and 60s is richly detailed in this coming of age account. If you've lived in the area, you'll recognize familiar places and relatable scenarios. Get one as a gift and keep a copy for yourself. Looking for Cornbread by Joe Paradise is available now at Wordsmith Bookshop in Galesburg and online at Amazon.com.
Thanksgiving Dinner to Go is available for order now at Big Cat's Barbecue in Knoxville. Dinner for 10 includes a smoked turkey, 2 large sides of mashed potatoes and gravy, plus 3 sides and dessert for $150. Find the menu on the Big Cat's Barbecue Facebook page and order by this Wednesday with a $50 deposit to pick up on Thanksgiving.
Run into the playoffs of your life, or at least strut into work with new shoes from 6140 Run, now located on West Main and Galesburg, sending sincere congratulations to all area players. Shop now for the holidays to get the best selection of Hey Dude shoes, running shoes, and supplies at 6140 Run.
Corey Jensen and Kit Wilcox with Century 21 Affiliated would like to congratulate the A-Town Tornadoes on a great season. Truly a team to remember. If you're planning on selling or buying a home, contact Corey or Kit and put Galesburg's number one real estate team to work for you. Get 2 agents for the price of 1.
The A-Town Athletic Booster Club is rooting for the Tornadoes in their quest for another big win. They are super proud of your accomplishments and encourage everyone to support and cheer them on to victory. Congratulations to the A-Town Tornadoes football team from the A-Town Athletic Booster Club.
WGIL Sports, bringing you Tornadoes football on Country 94.9 FM 95.
We're ready to talk with A-Town head coach Rick Quinn, and our very public thanks and appreciation to Coach Quinn for all he's done for us these 3 weeks in this playoff run. Jake, let's find out what the coach has to say.
All right, Coach Quinn, you know, it comes down a lot of times to matchups right now and this deep in the playoffs, and obviously in the first half especially, what was it matchup-wise that they were able to do offensively that just made them really tough to stop?
We knew they were a good football team. They play in a great conference. They're big up front. They got a great running back. They got off the ball really well offensively. We had a few turnovers, I think, that kind of hurt us. They made some big plays, and I think that's the name of the game at this point of the year, you know. The team that makes the most plays, I know it sounds cliche, but, I mean, look, at the end of the half, we're in good defensive position. Their kid goes up, tips the ball to himself, and goes in and scores. And, I mean, you know, it's too bad. We've had a heck of a ride. This is a great group of seniors that have led the way. Meant a lot to this program and a lot to me personally. It's just too bad it has to end like this.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to give you the opportunity, Coach. Obviously, you know, when you talk about legacy with what a group leaves behind, you know, here, we got here at 11:30 today, and I asked some of your crowd how long they'd been here, and they'd said 10, 15. You know, talk about the scene of just this, what you saw. You know, your community came out and made this as friendly a confines as you could possibly have here. You know, what are these guys hopefully going to remember, you know, about the scene, about making this run for your guys and your school?
I think they're just going to probably remember bringing everybody together and leaving town today and the streets being lined at 8 a.m. when it's 20 degrees out.
Yeah.
For them, because of what they've done and what they've done for this program and these communities. So hopefully they can hold their heads up high. It may not happen today, obviously, because, you know, it's going to be a fresh off the loss. But one day they're going to look back and they're going to be proud of what they did for this program. I hope they know how proud I am of them and what they've meant to me. So they've meant a lot to these communities and this program in particular and me.
Coach, I think that just about says it all. So I'm going to let you get back to them, and I appreciate you talking to me. And it's been a fun group for the three of us Galesburg guys to watch for the last 3 weeks. So I just wanted to, you know, again, give you our thanks on that.
I appreciate it. They're an awesome bunch.
Okay. Thank you.
Coach Rick Quinn joining us here on the post game, and if there's anything that we've picked up from our visits with him, it's just how much he talks about these seniors.
Yeah.
And the love is easy to detect and easy to understand, too. And you guys, being from your coaching backgrounds, know what that means when the time comes to the end and you got to say goodbye to them.
Yeah, fun. You know, that part's not fun. Sean and I have had to do it, and we've had to do it multiple times. And, you know, Sean's had to, you know, watch, you know, kids of his own do that, too. And these kids are invested. I mean, I saw a scene out here. I watched the water girls in tears as they were coming out of the huddle. I mean, this is invested. The players, the coaches, the managers, the water girls, the parents out here, emotions, you know, running high in all ways. So this is it's a sport. I mean, it really is. It's a sport unlike any other, in my opinion. And, you know, I'm not invested in teaching these kids the way we are the streaks at home. But you can't help but feel for them, right? The emotions that you see out here, and being a player, being a coach, like, I know what they're going through, and so does Sean. And it's you know, it's something special. This sport is important, I think, to the whole community and the whole school atmosphere. And it's definitely evident, no matter if there's, you know, 200 kids in your high school or 2,000, it means the same.
You know, as Coach Quinn talks about the seniors, this is not a college level, because at the college level, anybody can come in and make a difference. It's about getting players out there who are going to make plays, impact players. But at the high school level, you're not going to have many cases where a first-year player, ninth grader, is going to come in and really be a world beater, okay? And so at the high school level, you put so much investment into those upperclassmen to make sure that they are doing things the right way, doing what you want to have for a program type of guys. And so, yeah, that connection to those seniors is always going to be a tough one, because you know how much that they've given. They've shown up to those workouts all summer long. They come out every film session, and they work hard, and they buy into what you're selling them. I mean, they look at you, and they have those eyes that are like, yeah, tell me what to do. I want to get better at this. And so those seniors, they do that. You know, they do everything that you ask of them, and so it's very difficult to tell them goodbye. It's hard to do that. But, you know, as a coach, it's a sad goodbye, but then, you know, the next couple of days, Coach Quinn's, the Quinn brothers, are going to be looking for next year. They're going to be looking at what these juniors right now, what they're going to be doing in preparation, and what they're going to do is create, again, another group of seniors next year who are going to come out and play, work their tails off for them, and that's what you do in a program that's going to be rich with tradition and continue to put together seasons with playoff runs.
Fellas, they allowed us to extend our season as well. So instead of wrapping things up with Galesburg a few weeks ago. We got to do a Knoxville game, three A-Town games, and appreciate you guys coming along for the ride as well. It was a pleasure doing this on FM 95 as well.
It's been a fun 12 weeks.
Sure enough. We will see you all when we get back into town. Folks in Abingdon and Avon, get out, support these kids when they come back into town, and really celebrate what this team did and the great, great run that they had despite the way it ended here today. 51-12, the final. Ridgeview-Lexington advances. A-Town ends the season 10-2. For all of our great sponsors who helped make this possible and our trip and our coverage throughout these 3 weeks, thanks to them as well. And, folks, be sure to send them your appreciation as well. Again, the final 51-12, and good afternoon from Colfax.
Live coverage of Abingdon Avon High School Tornadoes football on FM 95 has been brought to you in part by City Select Motors, where we're closer than you think. Tompkins State Bank in Avon, Abingdon, Knoxville, and Galesburg. By Diamond Ag. Put Diamond Ag's passion for agriculture to work for you. By Garden Gate Florist and Gifts in Abingdon. By Abingdon Banking Center, the bank of friendly service. By Hinchliffe Pearson West, here for you and your family in your time of need. By Accounting Systems Incorporated in downtown Galesburg. By the A-Town Athletic Booster Club. By Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. Live coverage of A-Town football on FM 95 is also brought to you in part by Ace Roofing and Construction. Every homeowner needs an ace in their hand. By author Joe Paradise. Pick up his new book, Looking for Cornbread, at Wordsmith Bookshop in downtown Galesburg. By Boone's Tax and Bookkeeping Services, providing professional tax preparation and bookkeeping for farmers, individuals, and small businesses. By 6140 Run in Galesburg, your holiday shopping spot for Hey Dudes, quality running shoes, and supplies. By Bazio Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, the quality service you expect and deserve. By Corey Jensen, member of the Kit Wilcox team with Century 21 affiliated. Put Galesburg's number one real estate team to work for you and get two agents for the price of one. By Nutrien Ag Solutions, innovative technologies, local expertise. By Woodrum Auto Group, it's a goodie if you got it from Woody. By Electromechanical Resources Incorporated, their expertise is your best resource. And by Big Cats Barbecue in Knoxville, order your Thanksgiving to-go meal now and enjoy delicious meats and sides without the work. Proud to bring you the action of the Abingdon Avon Tornadoes in the IHSA State Football Playoffs on Country 94.9 FM 95.